News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. We have a big list of news, a lot of big wins that are happening. Let me tell you some of the things that are happening. We got U.S. home sales falling. Well, that doesn't sound like too good a news, except when you realize that it's because the shrinking number of inventory, because so many people are buying houses. The price is going up and the inventory is shrinking. So this is a strong economy, quite frankly. We've also got the Tea Party winning in an 8-year battle with the IRS. Finally, they have gotten approved. Why is that? It's a change in administration. We got black women in Georgia taking up firearms, just as we've seen women in Chicago training. They're starting to realize that you have to be able to protect yourself. They understand that this is something that is going to equalize them against domestic violence, against sexual assaults, against the kind of violence that they encounter in the streets. So this is a good thing. People taking control of their lives. And then this, out of Maine, the first of its kind, food sovereignty law just legalized without a local food trade. You can buy raw milk in Maine without the government trying to arrest you. Meanwhile, we see a former plunge protection team, that's the people in the government that are supposed to manipulate the stock market to try to maintain it at a high level, inflate it, saying blockchain is freaking the government out. So we got a lot of different things that are happening that are good news. So what's happening? Overall, we see now an article that's up on Infowars.com. A pastor has said that he had a long-term meeting with a senior Republican senator who told him that there is a plan to take out Donald Trump. And we're going to play this clip for you. He said there's a plot on Capitol Hill to take out the president. I said by impeachment or by indictment. And the senator said no, to take him out. He'll be removed suddenly from office. This is the pastor. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the picture of a lot of pastors meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. They were laying hands on him and praying for him. This is the pastor who tweeted that out. So he had said that he tried to put this out on CBN and they cut the segment. So he went out to other means to try to get this information out. So we're going to talk about that. That's the key story. When we see all these wins here, now we see that they want to take him out. Owen?
Well, and now you see more musicians coming out and talking about using witchcraft against Donald Trump. The latest in the pop stars is Lana Del Rey. And, you know, I don't know if they're witchcraft. You know, I mean, look, you've got the pastor over here warning about a plan to take out Trump. He's raising awareness saying we need to pray for Trump. I pray for Trump every night when I say my nightly prayers. I pray for the InfoWars staff. I pray for everything. So I guess what these people do, David, is they pray to the devil. They pray to Satan. Yeah. They do their little witchcraft ceremonies, whatever it is, and I guess burn a Trump effigy. Kathy Griffin holds up a decapitated Trump head. This is their witchcraft. This is how they pray against Trump. And it's not surprising.
Well, they pray to their God.
Of course they want to kill Trump.
Our God is greater.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying, though. So, I mean, should I really be worried about these prayers to a witch? You know, should I really be worried about Pop-Tarts like Lana Del Rey worshiping Satan to try to take Trump out? Obviously, their God has no say over our God. But what worries me about this, David, is what it does to the youth that looks up to Lana Del Rey, that thinks Lana Del Rey is an idol, an icon. She can do no wrong. You know, she's probably in a relationship with some other celebrity. So now they're pop culture. No, this is not pop culture. These are Satan worshipers who hate you. They hate you and they hate your family. And that's why they want to kill Donald Trump. And that's what that pastor is saying, David.
Newsflash, you heard it here first. MTV is satanic, okay? The music industry is satanic. We've been telling people that for a very long time. And now they just become more and more overt in this. But we're going to take a look at this plan to take out Trump. You know, quite frankly, we've got commentators pointing out how the Democrats want you to listen to what Trump says, but not look at what is happening, what he does. And that was the list that I began with in this segment. The good things that are happening in this country, the things that are being turned around, free speech, freedom to buy your own food. Maybe we should have the government decide what we should put in our bodies, right? That's something for conservatives to think about if you actually side with Jeff Sessions. This is a guy who has gone off the rails, isn't doing anything to shut down the criminals in Washington. Instead, he's trying to fight this 50-year-old drug war that was created by the UN. Well, if you can do that, then you should be able to tell people that you can't buy and sell milk and eggs if you're going to give that kind of power to the government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we were only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A new shipment of Bio-Truth-Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life Bio-Truth-Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But Bio-Truth-Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I just had a weird joke hit me, David, when I was thinking about just coming back. We've been calling the Trump-Russia investigation a witch hunt, right? Because it is a witch hunt.
We know now, where the witches are.
Now you've got actual witches trying to cast spells from Satan onto Donald Trump, like Lana Del Rey, amongst the others. And the big story today, a pastor says a senior Republican has told him a plan to take out Trump and has basically said that that is inevitable. Let's go to that clip now. Bombshell clip of a pastor.
What Monday was, Tuesday was a low. Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out. He will be removed suddenly from office. Well, you can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray. So listen, they started a war. you know, they are so upset about what's happening, because when, since when last has the body of Christ had access into the White House? It wasn't that way under Reagan. They might come and go a little bit. It wasn't that way under Clinton. It wasn't that way under both Bushes. And it definitely wasn't that way under Obama. But we have a president that's opened the door for the body of Christ. And that is huge, whichever way you want to look at it. And let me tell you, you know, everybody's moaning Republican, Democrat. He actually is neither. He's basically a populist that the American people voted for. They put a businessman in the White House because things are so fouled up. Well, if you want to really see fouled up, go to Congress and go sit and talk to the, he's been there since 96. So he knows everything about what's going on. And I can tell you the games that are being played, how they're actually trying to set the president up. In every way. So, but when he told me what he said, that they are planning, the talk on the Hill is the plan that suddenly he'll be removed. So what we're going to do, we're going to launch it today as a 24-hour prayer initiative to pray around the clock, and we do it across the nation, around the world, for the protection of the president.
Wow, the Red Pill Church of Christ there. No, that is actually Revival Ministries International, Rodney Howard Brown, addressing a leading congressman, telling him the plans to take out Trump. Of course, we've known about this. We've had witches praying against Trump. We've seen the Trump effigies, the Trump head with the CNN Kathy Griffin. So we've known this plan. They've been trying to push this into the mainstream. We know what they did, and they got their lunatic Bernie supporter to go out and try to assassinate Republicans when they were practicing a baseball. So we know what's going on, David, but it's starting to enter the mainstream now. More people feel like they're willing to talk about it. And I thought it was powerful what the pastor said there about President Trump having the body of Christ in the White House.
Well, as Christians, we understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. So that's the key. That's what he's talking about. And so the prayers that we see, latest one is Lana Del Rey. And as we said before, you know, she's just another Pop-Tart. Who is toast? Because we don't really care what she has to pray about. There is a power in praying for the president. But we have to understand also there's something else involved here. And that is the drumbeat, the constant drumbeat of false news that's coming out of the mainstream media. And this was addressed by Tammy Bruce, who is a contributor on Fox News, also the Washington Times. I want to play a clip of that for you and let you hear what she has to say about the way the narrative is being spun. The Democrats want you to look at what Trump says, because he's not as articulate and as polished as a professional politician. He's not a communicator. He is a doer. Yeah, he's not a lawyer. He is a doer. He is a businessman. So they don't want you to see what he's done. They don't want you to see what he's accomplished. They want you to listen to his speech, and then they're the ones who have the slick tongues, but they don't accomplish anything. I mean, the DNC is like $3.3 million in debt. That's what they want to do to the rest of the country. That's what they've done in the areas that they control. But let's listen to what Tammy Bruce had to say on Fox News.
Yes. Will, an irrelevant
lattes,
club,
sipping.
And they think it's going to be a slogan. If any Americans learned anything over the last decade, it's that you got to look at what people do, not what they say. Now, as we've seen, the Democrats, of course, they want you to only look at what Donald Trump says, not what he does, because his agenda has been so successful. But on their end, they want you to only hear what they say, because they have done things, and
yes,
they've ruined people's lives. That's their problem, and they think that this is going to solve it. They've got another thing coming.
But when they focus on what he has to say, Owen, we see this article that's on Infowars.com from Zero Hedge. Support for Trump's impeachment is now higher than it was for Richard Nixon. And they're pointing out that for Nixon, it was 24% of the people who were favoring impeachment. But for Trump, it is now 41%. So 24% for Nixon, 41% for Trump. Why is that? That is a very dangerous metric as they start to get to the 50% rate, as it's getting higher and higher. Because when we look at what happened recently, we had a couple of people that have come up for parole. We've had Dennis Hastert, who's getting out of jail. We've had O.J. Simpson getting out of jail. They went to jail not for the putative crime so much as for the fact that Hastert was a pedophile. Everybody knew he was a pedophile, but they couldn't get a conviction because we had this idiotic idea here in the United States that there ought to be some kind of a statute of limitations for pedophiles. There shouldn't be. And of course, we see Cardinal Pell being called back to Australia because they eliminated their statute of limitations for pedophilia. They couldn't get a conviction for murder, so they tried to put O.J. Simpson in. They tried to keep him in on some extraneous charges that they brought up before he went to the parole board at the very last minute. That didn't work either. But Both of them really went to jail, not so much for getting back sports memorabilia from somebody, and certainly not for the non-crime of taking out, it is a crime, and of course Dennis Hastert is responsible for it being a crime. He was the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House we've ever had. And so when they make a financial crime out of withdrawing your own money from the bank, money that they've already looked at when you put it into the bank, money that was not obtained illegally, money that was not any tax avoidance issue, not, but simply the fact that he structured his withdrawals, they said, to avoid detection. They sent him to jail on that. So they come up with these minor things. That's what they will do to Donald Trump if they believe that the American public believes that he needs to be taken out of office for some nebulous idea having to do with some Russian collusion or whatever it is that they can bring against him. If they can get public opinion to do that, they'll come up with some absurd charge and they'll make it stick in the same way that we saw that happen with Dennis Hastert with O.J. Simpson.
Well, and if you go back to that poll, I think that this is kind of a visual that you can see directly how the mainstream media's hold on the thoughts and minds and hearts of the public is losing its grip. Even Nixon did not experience this type of from all angles attack that President Trump has from all members of the media. And still, you know, they want to get the point of the public interest in Trump to impeach, you know, to impeach him up to the certain point. So then they think they can go through with it, but they can't get there. They cannot get to that point. They do not have the grip on the American public that they used to have. So they keep struggling. And that's why they want you to listen to what he says and not what he does, because they edit what he says. They focus on the negative of what he says. This guy is talking for 3-4 hours a day in public. In fact, he's got another meeting today, 2:15 here Central Time, 3:15 Eastern Time, where he's giving a public address on the current state of healthcare. So of course, when President Trump is talking for 3 hours a day, you can edit it down, pick and choose what you want to get out there to try to paint President Trump as to whatever you want to paint him as, instead of looking at the actual fruits. Last night on Lou Dobbs, they were highlighting all the accomplishments of Trump. A lot of people are doing this right now. He's had, I think it was 115 record stock closures.
Yeah.
115.
Yeah. Let's talk about the economy here, because we got a story from the AP today saying U.S. home sales fell in June. Why? Because the economy is so strong, buyers can't find homes. And the prices are going up quite a bit. That's a strong economy. It is out, demand is outpacing supply. That's a good thing. We got the Tea Party finally winning an 8-year battle with the IRS. This is the Albuquerque Tea Party. They've had hundreds of conservative Tea Parties. You remember the corruption in the IRS? That was one of the reasons that was brought up, the charges brought up against Richard Nixon, was that he tried to get the IRS to attack his political enemies. And the IRS commissioner blew the whistle on that, showed the letter that he had sent him. And yet we have Obama actually getting the IRS commissioner to attack his enemies. Why? Because they're aligned with the Democrats. So it's a political alignment. But even when we see that the IRS is coming after the political enemies, nothing was done about it until now. It took a change of administration to do that. So on many different fronts, we're seeing that this is happening. I just see a message here that we've got Alex live now on Facebook mention. He's on vacation, but Alex never goes on vacation. So let's join him right now on Facebook. We have a Facebook mentions live with Alex Jones.
Brexit, they can kill the movement, they think. He's targeted. He represents us now beyond a figurehead. We're bound to that. The free press he's defending, the sovereignty of our nation, the lower taxes, the not having open borders to Islamicists that they're openly invading Europe with. This is the reality. So you need to go to the article on Infowars.com. David Knight is live right now. Senior Republican told me the plan to take out Trump suddenly. This is violent. This is not impeachment. This is violently. You see them pushing it everywhere, saying kill president, kill supporters. And then they had Newsweek on Friday come out with a headline, Republicans call for civil war. Then they would edit words I said down to three words where I was saying we don't want civil war, where I was quoting Democrats calling for blowing up the White House, killing cops, killing Trump. And they edited it together, three-word lines. The biggest fake news I've ever seen by this lady who's got connections to intelligence groups. And it's a whole article about how me and Michael Savage are calling for violent overthrow of the Democrats and blood in the streets when we're calling for the opposite. We're winning the information war. We want to take the government back and restore the Republican prosperity. We're in a race with these people.
Just skip the break.
Yeah, skip the break. Absolutely. They're live right now. I haven't skipped the break. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening right now. Again, we're live. I'm taking a week off with my children on vacation, but I'm up where I'm at 6 in the morning. I've been up since 4 in the morning working with Paul Watson, who's in England. It's already the afternoon over there, the evening, to break all this down. But the story's on Infowars.com. It is absolutely, totally, and completely critical that everybody understand the magnitude of this. We don't just have this senior pastor that's good friends with Trump. We don't just have the senior Republican telling him this. This is in the news, but it's in Atlantic Monthly. It's in New Yorker Magazine. It's in Financial Times of London. It's in The Economist. It's in Harvard Review, saying we need to violently take him out. Then we say, don't do that. It'll cause a civil war. And they say, oh, you want violence. We're going to arrest you, too, when we take over. And they're in Newsweek saying, why haven't the feds arrested Alex Jones yet? Why haven't they come after him yet? You got Madonna saying blow up the White House. You got Kathy Griffin, the severed head, all this crap. And, of course, we know those cowards aren't going to be the ones that are carrying out the violence. They want some unhinged lunatic to go out and do it. We're kicking their globalist butt intellectually, politically, socioeconomically, culturally, spiritually. The violence is the refuge of these failures. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get under the street. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to you is, it is now more critical than ever that we realize how serious this is and that I've been absolutely right and absolutely on target. But not because I'm that smart. I've watched all the frontline specials from the 80s about martial law plans. I've read the documents. I've read the books. I've read the reports. Yeah, let's duck in this gazebo over here.
All right, Alex Jones is on vacation right now, obviously working hard and interrupted by a little bit of weather there as he was breaking down all of Trump's victory. Is he back, guys? Go ahead and go to him if he's back. Okay, here we go.
He's killed their carbon taxes. He's killed their TPP.
Alex Jones,
he's
live in a monsoon.
Their open borders, their whole Islam invasion plan that I used to hear the right-wingers warn about that I thought was exaggerated. He's in full swing. Come on over here, Rex. Come on the side right here. It's okay. Tropical rainstorm coming in. So, by the way, I'm here in Hawaii with my family, one of my favorite places to go, on the furthest out island towards Asia, where you got Kim Jong-un threatening to fire nukes in Hawaii and threatening to fire them at Alaska. I don't think that's a major danger right now, but it just shows how all this stuff is heating up. They're talking about doing a missile test this week in Alaska and here in Kauai, where the missile base, the anti-missile ballistic system is. We'll be reporting on that as well. But I want to get back to David Knight and Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew live. I'm going to be co-hosting with the guys on Wednesday and Thursday. Paul Watson's co-hosting on Friday. So all this is coming up. But I cannot stress to you enough how critical it is that the Tree of Liberty not just be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, but be watered with the blood of your sweat and your tears and your political action speaking out against these globalists that want to bully you into submission. But here's the danger. The danger is the globalists are all in. They're cornered. They have nothing to lose. They know humanity's waking up. So they openly are saying they don't have the legislative. They don't have the executive. They don't have the judicial. And so they say in Newsweek, arrest the conservatives. Because we, quote, want violence. No, you want violence because you're losing, and you always thought you had your foot on our neck, that we were animals that you owned as pseudo-intellectual beta cubs. Beta females, beta males, they form these liberal fake societies of control, of social engineering, of dumbing down language. And humanity is awake to that. But we have to realize how dangerous they are, and that we've lived under freedom so long that we've become lackadaisical or beyond that, aren't even aware of what's happening. We have to be hardcore and extreme because they're being hardcore and extreme. It sounds hardcore and extreme to say they're planning to overthrow Trump. It sounds hardcore and extreme to say they've got COG ready. But we've got to go ahead and say it because it's the truth. And now, my biggest victory, your biggest victory, is we have Sean Hannity. We have Lou Dobbs. We have all the other people that are still hardcore real conservatives. They're not perfect, but they're loyal to the country. From Limbaugh to you name it, saying there's a COG plan to overthrow the president. There's a coup against the election. There's a coup against the American people. And so we have to force this out in the open. I know you know they're planning martial law and civil emergencies and Black Lives Matter riots and killing cops everywhere and then seizing control of the government and then basically killing Trump They're not going to let him ever testify, folks. They're going to let him defend himself up against them. They're cowards. They won't let Roger Stone testify in public. They won't let me testify in public. They won't let Caputo testify in public. They want to just demonize us and never let us have our day in court because they're the outsiders. They're the globalists. They're the ones using illegal spying to then make up all these lies about Trump. Once the spying comes out, what they say is in the spying isn't there. Then they turn around and say, we never spied on you. Remember all that from a few months ago? No one spied on them. There's no intercepts. They're a pack of scum that think you don't have a memory, who think you'll lazily give up and go to sleep so they can run your world. They want to make you poor. They want to control your life. They are your enemy. That isn't rhetoric. They are your sworn enemy. Their whole culture is hating you. And what does the preacher in closing say? He says, I've been told by high-level folks they hate Trump because he's a Christian and because he's going to get the left's control over Christianity gone, saying you have a First Amendment to be politically involved, which is in the First Amendment. Congress can't get involved in your religion. You can be political if you want. You just can't have state-run religion. Trump is getting rid of all that. They're panicked, just like they fund radical Muslims and Orthodox Muslims to kill Christians, just like the UN funds animus groups to kill Christians in Africa. Hollywood has a hard-on for Christians, just like they do in Russia. That's what this is about. It's about overriding Western culture. It's about destroying it. It's about conquering systems they don't control and creating systems of servile idiocy. That's why they use fake Christianity about laying down to tyranny instead of actually fighting real Christianity. And then they sell this whole false paradigm to people. This is a war against Christianity. It's a war against free speech. Just like they're attacking everybody else's speech, they're attacking Christian speech. And we have to all come together, regardless of what group we're in, or what color we are, or where we're from, and say, we want to ally with George Soros and the megabanks and radical Islam, or we want to ally with free market and open free society, and what makes the West so great. The West is a mindset. It threatens the globalist hegemony. So if you just joined us, top preacher met with a top congressman, Republican, and said they're planning to violently overthrow Trump. Then you have all the admissions in the news, the COG being prepared, leftist publications, top publications saying we need to do this. They've got former deputy heads of the Defense Department in Congress and at Capitol Hill and in the Pentagon promoting an overthrow of Trump. It's all illegal. But it's so over the top. We don't have a political immune system to deal with something this tyrannical. We expect this of Venezuela or Cuba, but not here. It's happening. These people are scum. They openly attack the family. They openly attack the right to self-defense. They openly attack male and female role models because they want a dominated, servile, weak population, and Trump wants prosperity, and we're all bound to Trump now. Understand that, folks. I don't care less about Trump in the final equation as a person. It's not going to care about myself in the final equation. It's the continuum of all this. They hate him because he is a real figurehead destroying their political correctness and breaking their back and helping everybody have will again to rally back against these damn bullies. And they want to kill him, and they're not going to let him testify. So when I said, if the president moves militarily against this outside globalist threat to arrest Soros and his top people, I'll back it because it's espionage. They're enemy combatants. They aren't citizens. They want to overthrow the country. Obama says, don't celebrate the 4th of July. Trudeau says, you know, Trump shouldn't say America first. If we don't have a country and don't look out for our own interests, what do we have? He's saying, be a slave. Don't have any interest. Let people run your lives. Be a slave. Roll over. Let us kill your president. No. You people want violence because you're failures. And you want violence because you never actually implemented it in your life. You don't know what it means once it all starts. Have I called for violence? Absolutely not. But if there does start a shooting war, believe me, this isn't Venezuela or North Korea. We already got some poor, broken people here enslaving. We are going to absolutely defeat you in the information war and get you into a physical war. All the globalists aren't going to have anywhere on earth to hide because of the crimes they've already committed. They want to kill the president. They're criminals. It's no holds barred. They're not backing down. They're never going away. And the victory is you've gotten the word out. And now the talking point of the reality of what they're doing in secret is out in the public to have a debate in all the churches and all the radio stations and all the magazines and on TV. It's being forced out so they can't carry it out. Their whole Russian narrative's going in the toilet right now. They know it's failing. No one's buying into it, ladies and gentlemen, because of you speaking out. So they're getting desperate, wanting a violent overthrow, wanting to take over. We're going to break at the one-minute mark. Financially support InfoWars. They're after us now more than ever. I'm hiring more people, launching more shows. Free shipping ends at the end of the month in just a few days. 40% off Myco ZX, a lot of other great products. Thank you for funding us and helping us be strong in the face of the globalists. InfoWars.com. Spread the article by Paul Watson. Back to David Knight and Owen Schroer on the other side of this break.
All right, and that's Alex Jones doing a live Facebook mentions from Hawaii. He's kind of on vacation, but he's never on vacation. We're going to be right back. David Knight, Noah and Shore, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you today about the basic survival, not just of Western society, but of the family and the human community itself. The technocrats, as the world's ruling elite call themselves, are incredibly selfish people. And they admit that they have a plan to balkanize nations and turn peoples against each other so they can be easily ruled via divide and conquer. But first, the nation state itself must be taken over by private corporate combines, and foreign groups then need to be brought in who are clothed and fed and brainwashed by the state to be destabilization forces. Now, this is not my opinion. On screen is an article from 2012 from the BBC that's promoting world government via open borders. And it says the EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief, should open the borders to Africa and to the Middle East. to then bring in the groups who are not from free countries to force Europeans to then adopt systems that will not, quote, upset the Islamicist and others. And examples of this are in Germany, they tell women don't wear short skirts. It'll make the Muslims mad. They're starting to not have outdoor Oktoberfest because the Muslims will attack people drinking beer. The Muslims are attacking people walking dogs, saying they're unclean. And now in schools in the U.S., but also in Europe and places in Austria, they're banning pork in school lunches because Muslims are upset about it. Well, Orthodox Jews don't eat pork, but they don't then demand that the schools don't serve it. This is all about total and complete control. They're bringing in groups like Orthodox radical Muslims who won't even get along with each other in their own countries and have constant civil war. They are so cult-like, and they admit that they're going to make Europe, the United States, Australia adopt authoritarian codes to, quote, accommodate the Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're being culturally conquered. First, they get us to be open to the gays, and then, you know, to be open to this group or that group. And then next, they're saying we're going to teach your children about how to have sex when they're 5 years old and how to masturbate in schools. But we're going to bring in Muslims that throw gay people off buildings, and you're going to submit to them as well. But you're not going to give out Christmas cards, as we've seen cases around the country, at Christmas at school because of separation of church and state. Separation of church and state, ladies and gentlemen, says that the government can't have an official religion. It doesn't mean you can't hand out Christmas cards. But only Christians, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, free market folks, a very diverse group, only we have to give up our speech and shut up. Well, here's a new article today that David Knight and Owen Shore are going to be breaking down a little bit later here on the live transmission from WorldNet Daily, simply pointing out a UN document from 2000 telling folks, oh, we need to bring in the folks from Africa. We need to bring in the Muslims. Then they pay, the UN does, along with Peter Sutherland, the UN, George Soros with our tax money, to bring the people 100 miles off the coast of international waters. Then the EU Navy comes and, quote, rescues them and brings them in to be resettled. And Italian homeowners and hotel owners are being thrown out. Their guests are being thrown out. And the Islamicist, 80%+ military age men being brought in, are then put on welfare. This is the idea. This is the program. And they say it is to, quote, replace Europeans. Then they teach in the news that white people are fundamentally evil and fundamentally bad and need to be gotten rid of, and that white genocide is now taught in colleges. So again, the race-based Hitlerian plan, whether it's carried out by whites or carried out by others, is always very attractive. You read the Bible, different tribes are always exterminating each other. But the big mega banks are coming in with the 7 billion plus people, it'll be 9 billion in just a few years in the third world, and using them as weapons against the West after the globalists have already exploited the continent of Africa, exploited other areas. But they're not bringing in people in ultra-massive numbers from, say, Brazil or other areas that have more libertarian or conservative backgrounds. They're bringing people in out of savage Muslim countries where women are kept as animals. Failed states like Somalia and Sudan. So to counter this, I am announcing a $20,000 contest, because the media made fun of the video that I put out a few months ago, and Super Deluxe turned it into a video that had 20 million views in the last week, where I sung about how they basically cover up. There's a massive cover up when Islamicists in Europe rape, bomb, shoot, stab, run people over with cars. And so I basically made a joke and said, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Because when somebody screams Allah Akbar and stabs people, whether it's in San Francisco, or whether it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or whether it's in New York City, or somebody shoots a cop in the back of the head yelling Allah Akbar, national media won't report it. So we're going to expose the type of immigrants, the type of invaders, the types that are being brought in. Now, to be clear, you can't go to Sudan, you can't go to Somalia, you can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian. You can't be a woman and not wear a burqa over your head. You can't be a woman and drive a car or go shopping without your male controller. You can't be gay without being murdered. So standing up against these human rights abuses and standing up against this anti-Western tyranny, so to counter this sinister move by global government forces to crush what's left of the last few free nations that exist using huge third world hordes of Islamicists that have already been exploited and stirred up by the globalists, we're launching an epic contest where you can add news clips, your own commentary into remixes. I don't care. The more creative, the better. But work into it the song that Time Warner and Super Deluxe thought would be so damaging to us in this meme war, and expose the fact that the UN and others are pushing this massive agenda for us to have big open hearts and open ourselves up to more than just the 10 million Islamicists that have already gone into Europe the last few years. Again, 80% of them military-age men. So InfoWars is announcing this anti-globalist, anti-open border contest. There are three prizes. Let's go over them. Wait till the globalists and all their minions, using our taxpayer money to propagandize our own destruction, face the power of the people resisting through information warfare, through truth. $10,000 is the main prize. Best cover. Again, mix in clips, mix in remixes, mix in news, expose the globalist pedophile rings, expose the radical Islamic invasion, expose the whole UN program, mix it all together with the music performed by you or your band, $10,000. We just had a $20,000 winner in the CNN meme contest last week. Filmed from the best location, $5,000. And filmed with best audience participation, $5,000. That's three different winners. But so many people that entered the last meme contest, more than 8,000, didn't upload it to Facebook, Google, or Twitter. It's got to be uploaded to Facebook, YouTube, or to Twitter Periscope. George Soros, Peter Sutherland, all of them admittedly are behind this plan. They're totally dastardly. They want to bring down the West. They want to bring down the third world. They want total degradation. They want city-states of ultra-rich, everybody poor. Obama told Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning. You know, they've got to come here. This is the plan to make us all poor but a tiny elite. It's totally dastardly. So, again, it's multifaceted. Expose globalism. Expose the ultra-rich. Expose, you know, the Vatican and all the pedophilia. Expose the Clintons and Jerry Epstein. Expose Wiener. Expose all their corruption. Expose the open borders. Expose the master plan. Expose how they cover up for Islamic terror and attacks and enslavement. And everybody that enters wins by spreading the word. They want to censor. They want to shut us up. They want to shut you up. We're going to the next level. This is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see all your entries. I'm Alex Jones, counting on you, because this is the Info War. And in the Info War, you are the resistance. You are the power. You are the force that can destroy these globalist parasites.
And last week, David, you covered the George Soros operation in the EU to replace the population with the Muslim population. This is something that a lot of people have been talking about for a while.
Actually, it even goes back before that. It goes back to 2000. We had a UN document that WND put out showing that it was their plan. They even called it the people replacement. Now, they were selling it as a demographic prop for their social security system. But it shows that it was a plan. And we know that Social Security has been alive from the very first time it was used by the German Chancellor Bismarck. He picked 65 because that was life expectancy. But they try to use that as a plan. It's not a reaction to what's going on in Africa. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's hitting the mainstream news now. Everybody's talking about George Soros' population replacement plan. Mm-hmm. And then I was shocked. This is from the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post is now willing to step into reality and print this headline: how multiculturalism at all costs has cost us lives.
Yeah.
That's the Huffington Post.
Wow.
And the story to me here, David, is something that I've been saying for a while. Leftist policies, modern day liberal policies, Democrat policies are literally suicidal. They are literally death policies. You can see it with government-run healthcare. Look at Charlie Gard. You can see it with multiculturalism. You can see it with abortion. These are death policies.
And you know,
see, they want to kill Trump.
That's right. And we have a story. We'll get to this in just a moment. It's from an individual, Dr. Pippa Malgren. And she was on, this is a story from Zero Hedge. She was on a podcast, Eric Townsend's Macro Voices, and she's somebody who was part of the Obama administration. And of course, she was working on the financial part of it, the working group on financial markets, which we typically call the plunge protection team. These are people who are supposed to pump up the stock market to make sure that it doesn't crash, to maintain stability. But of course, they also pump up the stock market. They manipulate the markets. That's what the Federal Reserve does. But she also was a special assistant to the Obama administration, and she was also concerned about the movement of people. So now we got the Huffington Post saying this, and we got somebody who was with the Obama administration saying, well, you know, this is something that may be a danger. They're starting to see this get out of control. That's the point. And we talk about what's going on with Soros. The person who's calling out Soros is the Hungarian prime minister. Soros is from Hungary. The people in Hungary know Soros. They know his background during World War II. They know how he sold people out in the concentration camps. He likes to say any criticism of him is anti-Semitic. Well, I think maybe selling people out to the Nazis in concentration camps, being a Nazi collaborator, that might be anti-Semitic too, wouldn't it? But of course, this is somebody who is now working with this UN agenda, which has been an agenda for a very long time. They even put it down, as I pointed out, last Friday. And you can see that report on the Alex Jones channel, Invasion 21, UN documents a plan for great people replacement in Europe. That's what they said. They said, we've got a population that is aging, that is dying out. We're not going to be able to maintain this Social Security welfare entitlement network unless we bring people in. The only problem is people don't just come in as workers. And you might find that the people who are coming in are not really interested in maintaining the retirement benefits for these old dying white Europeans. Maybe they just want our stuff instead of coming in here. And that's what they're starting to understand. So the Hungarian prime minister said the alliance is with the EU and with Soros. They want to flood Europe with refugees. And this is what they said 17 years ago. It's a public plan. Nobody paid much attention to it. We were talking about how this was developing. We've been talking about this for a very long time, but they laid the plan out there for everybody if you wanted to see it. And we've pulled this back up to show people in that report if you want to take a look at it. It says European bureaucrats are in alliance with billionaire financier George Soros in an attempt to flood Europe with refugees and migrants. This is on Infowars.com from CNS News. He said, we can never be loyal to ideas, people, or groups that aim to change European culture. Exactly. Why is it that European culture has to go away, has to be sacrificed to these other cultures? Well, we understand why this is. We know that the globalists have had their way with colonialism throughout the developing third world countries. The IMF, as well as the long history of colonialism, they've been able to do whatever they want. If they can reduce Western society to a third world country, if they can create chaos and division within our within the West, if they can bring in other cultures that they can control, that they've historically been able to more easily control than they can people who are affluent, if they can destroy our culture and create that chaos in its place, then they can control the West. That is really what is behind this. This is not about maintaining Social Security. That has always been the lie. They might have been able to convince a few idiotic politicians to go along with them on that basis, but we understand that Social Security has always fundamentally been a lie. As life expectancy is going up, what are they saying? Well, we got to raise the age for Social Security. And he talks about, this is Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. He says, the new attack on the EU institutions comes after deepening disputes between Brussels and four countries that know better. Countries like Poland, where Donald Trump went to talk to the people about their long history, their struggle, how they've been overrun, how they've been invaded, how they've been attacked during the 20th century by both the Nazis and by the Soviets. But they came back. They maintained their culture, their identity. They fought for it. And so these countries like Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia have grouped together. They call it the V4. It's also the Visegrad group. And they are challenging the power of Brussels, openly challenging the power of the European Union, talking about this. And understand that Donald Trump is a big part of the problem that these people have. He is a fly in the ointment. He has delayed their plan, blocked it as long as he's in. They don't want to have Donald Trump there. They want to get him out of the way as soon as possible and replace him with an establishment guy. And they don't really care if it's from the Democrats or Republicans. And here's one of the things that we need to take a look at in our country. So many people say, well, what can we do, Owen? We hear the bad news, but what can we do? Well, here's one of the things that they're doing in Poland. Lawmakers on Saturday approved measures that will, among other things, require all serving judges to retire and to be replaced by candidates chosen by the conservative government's Minister of Justice. This is a very important reform that, frankly, I think needs to be taken by Trump, by the Trump administration, by the Republicans, if they're really serious about this. We have a situation, for example, in the Bundy trial. We've got a federal judge who cannot be impeached, who cannot be removed. This person, like the Supreme Court justices, has to die in office or voluntarily leave. There's nothing we can do about that. We should end that practice for federal judges. We should be able to remove these judges. We should have a term limit on these judges. You want to talk about term limits for Congress? Yeah, we've not been able to get that through. Let's talk about term limits for judges. That would be a very important thing for us to get behind and push to see that happen. That is one way that we take back our country.
Well, and you've got Soros funded protesters. You've got the Soros EU plan being implemented. And then these people want to call Donald Trump Hitler. It really is the richest irony that you could ever find. Folks, got to let you know about a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're one of those people that can't find a protein, a whey protein that tastes good, we now have that product, the all-new True Whey Protein, the vanilla flavor. I typically don't like vanilla flavoring at all, but I actually really enjoy the flavor of this whey protein. It's grass-fed whey protein. It's got all 9 essential amino acids, one of our latest products, and we introduce it to you at 25% off. So take advantage of the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off the introductory price. InfoWarsStore.com. Last week of July specials running this week. Be sure to take advantage of those. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, and David Knight with you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Snopes.com is now begging for money on GoFundMe. That's one thing you will never find Infowars.com doing.
Maybe you can just send some cat food.
Send them some cat food?
Yeah.
Well, let's remember.
They're working on a sofa with their cat, right? That was before they broke up. Now I don't know what they're
Don't be a catist, David. That cat gives real good news. But let's keep in mind that Snopes, actually, the co-founder of Snopes was accused of embezzling company money last year and spending it on prostitutes. So let's not forget that story from Snopes.com, the internet fact checker.
That's a fact they don't want to check.
Yeah, they haven't figured out any facts yet. But now they're on GoFundMe because they're that pathetic and the left is collapsing that much. Nobody goes to Snopes. Nobody cares about Snopes. Here at InfoWars, though, you're keeping us going. You're funding us. You're expanding us to the next level because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So Snopes.com needs to beg for money on GoFundMe. MSNBC needs to get government funding money. CNN needs all the big pharmaceutical companies to keep it up. NPR, you know, Trump tried to kill the funding of NPR and other media organizations. Well, Congress went ahead and funded them anyway, so.
The Republicans.
Yeah, so that's nice. No, here at InfoWars, you fund us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we don't just ask for your money. We give you a great product in return. The latest edition is the True Whey Protein. 9 essential amino acids, grass-fed, all-natural whey protein, and we start it at 25% off. There's also a new protein pack. You can get the Caveman protein and the True Whey protein. That is a pack. The new strawberry flavor is now available in Caveman as well. 25% off the protein pack. So unlike Snopes, unlike these leftist blogs and fact checkers that beg for money or need government stimulus, you fund us, you advance us to the next level, and then you see what your funding gets. New products, expanded store, expanded broadcast, more shows, more studios, more Making America Great Again. And David, when I saw Snopes, when this story was broke by Stockboard Asset, begging for money, it just is really a sign of the times, David. The left can try to prop themselves up. The left can try to prop the Democrats up with the media, this Russian collusion. It's really not working. And I was listening to the Washington Journal today on C-SPAN. I enjoy that sometimes from 9 to 10. For the first time ever, David, every caller felt like it was on the same page as I was. Normally, you have people calling in and they're buying this, they're buying that, the Russia hoax, Trump this, Trump that. Nobody's falling for it anymore. Democrat line, Republican line, independent line. It was so refreshing. I think that what Trump has done here, David, is he's made the congressmen that are the swamp expose themselves.
Yeah, yeah, could be. And we saw that poll earlier that said that twice the number of people, roughly, that wanted to see Nixon impeached, wanted to see Trump impeached. A lot of times, folks, the polls are push polls. Mm. A lot of times we saw this before the election, didn't we? We saw
polls, David?
We saw that they were doing. Today it was interesting because, you know, we had Chuck Schumer come out and basically admit why they lost. He said, you lose an election it's with someone who has, say, 40% popularity. Well, he's just pulling that number out of thin air, just like they pull up the election numbers before the election. But he says, you look in the mirror and you say, what do we do wrong? The number one thing that we did wrong was we didn't tell people what we stood for. And he said that yesterday on one of the Sunday shows. No, we do know what you stood for. We knew that you wanted to shut down our economy. So they've come up with this plan. They call it a better deal. And they say better jobs, better wages, better future. They're starting to focus on the economy. Remember when we had Bill Clinton running and they said it's the economy, stupid. Forget these other issues. Focus on people's pocketbooks. That's what Donald Trump did. That's what they did not do, except they kind of did. They said, we're going to bankrupt entire industries. We don't care whether you make coal clean or not. We're going to shut the coal industry down. We're going to do it with oil. We're going to do it with all of your energy. We're going to shut down, start with your energy, then we'll shut down the rest of the economy. That's why people abandoned them. That's why they supported Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, Mike.
Simcoe ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something this good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them. Because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroer. You know, Owen, there was an interesting article that was up on Breitbart today. Muslim village in India. This is 80% Muslim. They want to rename their town Trump Village. This is about 2,000 people, and they want to call it Trump Village. And it reminds me of the story that was beginning of January. We had a Russian town that had a street that was called Godless Street in Russian, and they wanted to rename that Trump Street, hoping that there would be better relations. Well, we've seen what the Democrats have managed to be able to do with that, driving a wedge between the countries, as well as continuing to try to push this insane Cold War that knows no bounds. We've now got some Russian sanctions that are coming down the pike, and the EU is even backing off of some of these Russian sanctions. But let's listen to what these people in this Indian village, 80% Muslim, said. Here's what one guy said. He said, "I do not care if Trump is a Muslim baiter. All I know is he's against Muslims who cause violence and destroy countries. And he's president of a powerful country." He told this to a German public broadcaster, Deutsche Welle. Okay, so this is the issue here. People who come into this country, and it's the same sort of thing that we see of people who are coming here, illegal aliens, or we could call them foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in the country. I think that's a better description. People who come here from Mexico, from Central and South America, they don't want MS-13 in their neighborhoods. When you look at what's going on in New York, the people who are getting victimized the most at this point are people who have come in as immigrants into those communities in Long Island, where my wife grew up. And now it's mostly immigrant populations and a massive presence of MS-13. They don't want these people there. Well, the only way that you can stop that is if you have some control over the people who come in. If you can vet them for diseases, as we used to do even at Ellis Island, we would see if people had diseases. We would vet the people that are coming in to make sure that they're not criminals. If you don't have any control over your border, then even the people who come in for a better life, for a better opportunity, are going to have the criminals follow them into the country as well. And so that's what the person who's saying here in this Indian town, this 80% Muslim, you know, there's a lot of division in Islam. There's a lot of division between the different branches of Islam. We have Wahhabism, the worst form of Islamism, and that's the Saudis, okay, who have the most integrated religious government, the Sharia law, where you have government and their religion intermixed together. They are the worst ones, and yet they're our closest allies. You have the Sunnis, the Shias. All these people are fighting each other. They're not just fighting us. And so it's not a monolithic group that we're looking at here. And many of the Muslims don't want to see these people who are violent, who are destroying countries. I'm reminded of what happened just this last week. Finally, we had Donald Trump come in and say, we're not going to support the CIA program to arm ISIS. He shut that down. And this is something that he announced he was going to do for months. Meanwhile, the ISIS Al-Qaeda rebels that John McCain had been visiting on a regular basis are saying, we didn't see this coming. This is, and maybe they didn't. Maybe they really didn't believe that Donald Trump was going to shut it down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, McCain kept going in.
Yeah, McCain probably told them they'd keep arming them. But, you know, it's really heartwarming for me to see that Trump Village story, David, because I think that the overarching story here is people around the world don't hate us anymore. They see Trump and they say, here is a genuine guy. Finally, they elected someone who's not a total fraud, not a total liar, not someone who just wants to sit here and lie to the American public. And they told us all during the campaign, Trump will be an isolationist. Trump was going to be an introvert. Trump was not going to reach out to people around the world. You got the Trump China, the Trump chicken in China that has gone famous. You've got Trump Village in India. You've got the all these presidents coming to the United States, Trump visiting these presidents, them hugging him, them smiling, them getting along. So I feel like there's a new wave where the good aspects of American culture are reaching worldwide again. And people are seeing it and they're embracing it. They're saying, yes, good economy. Yes, free markets. That's what Trump wants to bring back. That's why the people in India want to name their village Trump Village. This is endearing to me. Trump is endearing the United States to the world again.
And bilateral trade. You don't have to have a complicated supranational organization, something like the EU, in order to have free trade. We see this in the talks of the massive trade between Trump and a post-Brexit UK. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Lionel's going to be joining us in the next hour.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hi,
So here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
As I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress, and he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
And why? Why are they trying to carry out a coup against Donald Trump? Why wouldn't they want a President Trump who represents the American people, who won in the election? Why wouldn't they want that? Because President Trump is the greatest obstacle and even a force against their will towards a global government, and staging and moving everything in that direction slowly, bit by bit. Trump has stopped that, reversed that, and is trying to make America great again, empowering you, the people of America, to control your own destiny for the future. And part of this coup has been the Russia thing. There's been nothing developed on that, literally zero. The people who report on it at CNN admit it's a nothing burger. And today you had another hearing, this time Jared Kushner, shocking, no collusion, a nothing burger. Again, Jared Kushner. And that was one of the things I was talking about, David. These people are calling in to talk shows, C-SPAN, saying, where's the Lynch hearing? Where's the Susan Rice hearing? Let's get the other side of this on the table. But we're about to bring in Lionel, who also wants to talk about Jared Kushner, David. But it's amazing to me that they continue to have this coup fall on deaf ears, but they're just going to go right through with it. They think they're in total control.
Well, and of course, if you look at what's happened with Trump, the key three branches of control for global governance, the thing that he shut down immediately, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what was that? We're all for trade, and they're talking about how trade will explode between the U.S. and the U.K. after Brexit, because we can have free trade bilaterally. We don't need this multinational, supranational organization to manage trade, to manage our economy. That's the key thing. Same thing with the climate agreement. You can make changes in the way that you have your economy, your energy organized without creating this multinational world government to control and redistribute income. And we also see the UN People Replacement Program that was, again, sold to us as a means to keep Social Security going. But we see now what it truly is, and that is a real people replacement, a cultural replacement, trying to take us down to a third world economy. But I want to get Lionel's comments on Jared Kushner. Of course, joining us now is Emmy Award winning commentator Lionel. He's a contributor to RT and many other sources. He's a regular on our shows. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
I got to tell you something. What was so amazing was here I was just going crazy because we've had this torrential downpour. My internet's down. And I thought, what am I going to do? What are we going to do?
Are you in Hawaii? Because we just had Alex broadcasting from Hawaii, and it was a downpour there. So, but you're in New York, and so we're having downpours across the country, right?
Right, but the irony was that here I was saying, my Skype, and Nico brilliantly says, well, how about if I call you? I thought, yes! a phone call!
There you go.
You know, gee, the phone. But let me revisit this, if I could, gentlemen. One of the reasons why the mainstream media are so perfervid and ferocious in this attack against a duly elected president, not Trump, but a duly elected president of this republic. But let me give you this hypothetical. What if there was a tremendous rating surge for support of him? Right now you have CNN that is in an existential threat. They are fighting to stay alive with this $85 billion merger that's at stake. You have MSDNC, as I call it, who is enjoying rating success by an anti-Trump vector.
And I think that's the CNN audience tuning out of CNN going to MSNBC.
Right.
MSDNC, excuse me.
What if, for some reason, it was the opposite? Because what I respectfully submit is that a great reason for the mainstream media doing this is because it helps their ratings, because they're facing an existential threat. Now, I was doing a radio show this morning, and I said, where is anybody screaming or yelling about smashed servers, smashed hard drives involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT people? Where are all of these other concerns? Where were these media folks when the DNC went to Ukraine? And it's to the point where I hear crickets in the background. So what I respectfully submit, gentlemen, is that our mainstream media are not doing this merely because they're part of the deep state, but it's because of their own bottom line. There is a ratings benefit to this. Stephen Colbert is so detached from reality that he's actually referring to pee-pee beds and a dossier that we haven't talked about in I don't know how long.
And it's been thoroughly discredited by the guy who floated that dossier out.
Yeah,
Chris Steele has distanced himself from that in a trial in London, but they won't report that either, will they, Lionel?
No. So they're not even connected into the stories. This is about their being able to benefit from what they perceive to be this public love of this. Now, you know, this past weekend, I must tell you, gentlemen, this. You know, we use the word fake news, fake news, fake news, and the fake news people, of course, hate that because we're referring to them. But on July 22nd, it was the 14th anniversary of Rambo Jessica Lynch and her parade in Palestine, West Virginia, when she was lauded and heralded for an event that never took place. And when people talk about fake news, this was fake Pentagon propaganda.
Right. A fake Ramboid.
And they talk about RT and TASS and Pravda and fake news. Our government, Pat Tillman. And because we have the attention span of a gnat and no memory, no recollection to speak of, all of this goes by and we never revisit it. And I have been saying that I don't understand, and with all due respect, I could not care less about Scaramucci. It's interesting.
Yeah.
For 10 seconds. Okay, folks, move on.
I agree. I mean, we're here, people who follow politics for a living. And I was just saying to my wife that I can't believe the minutiae of this. I don't care at all about that level of internal politics in the White House staff. It's just not important.
And what I'm saying is, it's like, we'll go there. At least maybe we'll talk a little bit about, you know, whether Trump made a mistake and why he met with the New York Times. I have no idea. Listen, I'm not going to rubber stamp everything this president does.
Sure.
I'm not, and I don't think you are either. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. I don't like the way he's sidling up to a lot of these neocons. And I've got to talk about this. You know, David, I think I don't want to say our generation, but Vietnam is, I think you and I just missed that one.
That's right.
I mean, I was in high school.
Another year too older, and we would have been stuck in that. Yeah.
Exactly. So right now we have this president talking about Iran, or Iran, depending upon where you're from, North Korea, and Russia. Are you out of your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something.
And we've been in Afghanistan now for 17 years. I don't know what we have accomplished other than increasing poppy production for opioids.
Well, and let's keep in mind, you talk about short attention spans. In 15 years, we went from Muslims attacked us, killed 3,000 Americans because they hate our way of life, to Muslims are good people, everything that's said about them is a lie. Well, there's a missing link there. What was the truth about 9/11 then?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but there's also something which is very interesting. Afghanistan happens to be, and then there was a June 2010 article, New York Times, that said it is the Saudi Arabia of lithium.
Yes, exactly. Batteries. That's the key thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lithium, cobalt, and also Libya and the Nubian sandstone aquifer, because water is going to be the next currency of war.
You're spot on.
It's been forgotten.
Stay with us. We've got to take a break. We're talking to Lionel, and we're going to be right back. You're spot on looking at some of the other things besides just oil and terrorism, lithium and water. They're pretty important for the future. Of course, water's important right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroer, and we're talking to Lionel. Of course, you can find Lionel at LionelMedia.com. Also, he's on Twitter at Lionel Media. He's an Emmy Award-winning TV commentator, frequent guest on InfoWars. And I want to talk to Lionel now about this story coming out of Minnesota, because one of the things you'll find in Lionel, he self-describes himself as a logo dataless. And you may say, well, what is that? Well, if you look it up, you'll see that's somebody who uses words skillfully. But Lionel doesn't have anything on the Minnesota Department of Education. They're now telling schools that they have to drop any gender-specific pronouns. And they're getting pretty threatening in this. They're saying that you're going to have to use scholars instead of saying boys and girls, because boys and girls is not inclusive enough. And this is, again, reminding you, this is for people in kindergarten. And listen to what they say about this. They say, when students are referred to by the wrong pronoun by peers or school staff, students may feel intimidated, threatened, harassed, or bullied. So they're laying that out there to the school staff that if you do that, you're probably going to be fired. So who are they really intimidating, threatening, harassing, and bullying? It's really the school staff, and they've got an agenda, don't they, Lionel?
Well, not only that, you know, I also, in addition to that, which you've mentioned, on my YouTube channel at Lionel Nation, I've spoken about this. And what they're doing, David and Owen, is simply this. There is a desire by some people to out-sensitive the other. Oh, you think you're sensitive? Well, I'm more diverse than you are. No, you're not. Yes, I am. So when you, and I believe, I'm sorry, but I believe there are some people who are born not in the wrong body, but there are people who actually say, look, I don't care what you say, I don't care what my genitals say, I'm a woman or I'm a male or whatever, and I appreciate that. I'm sorry, I've seen it, I know people like that, but what you're telling people is you're saying there is no such thing as being a little boy or a little girl. Who, if a boy says, wait a minute, I'm born with all the natural accoutrement of my gender. I am a boy. You call me a boy. I believe I'm a boy. What's wrong with calling you a boy? Well, I don't want to call you a boy because to the other people who are not boy. So let me ask you this. Let us now, what's next for those who are, let's say, transracial? Are we going to get rid of white and African-American? Is that, if I say, you're black, you're African-American, you're a person of color, excuse me, that makes people who are biracial, triracial, transracial, crypto-racial, whatever you want to call it, so we're going to get rid of any kind of designation.
Well, you know, when I look at this, Lionel, I think there's some gaslighting that is going on with our children in kindergarten. This is trying to create confusion, even about the essence of what you are. And to introduce this to children at the kindergarten level, I think that what this is doing is this all ties together with the Charlie Gard case. And the parents tearfully had to throw in the towel today because the UK government blocked any voluntary medical treatment that they could get. They could pay for that. They wouldn't let them take the child out of the hospital. So when we look at this, this is really about them controlling our children. And it gets to the point where they're going to start pushing this agenda, telling children at the age, you know, when they're in kindergarten, because this all goes back to the UN Convention on Children's Rights, saying the children are going to make decisions and we'll work with them as the government, as the courts, and we'll take the parents out of the equation. I think that that's the big perspective on this. And what I'm concerned about is that if you say that these children in kindergarten can consent to this, what you're laying is a foundation for pedophilia, to say that the children then can then consent to sexual acts.
Absolutely. You know, there's also sometimes kids cannot really understand some things. I'll give you a quick anecdote. I have a friend of mine who's very, very open, and you would call him liberal or progressive. He's a great guy. And one day, his daughter said, Daddy, why are they so many colors? And he sat down. He said, now, honey, as you know, or may not know, depending upon where you're from, and when the sun it hits you, and the equator, and your skin, and the melanin, and the blue, and the Swedes, and the and she's looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And she's going on about the color of skin, and Scandinavians have white. So finally he says, honey, because he sees in her face this look of confusion, he says, honey, why do you ask? He says, my teacher with the colors, Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Green, Mrs. White.
Colonel Mustard, yeah.
Kids do not necessarily understand the level of diverse sensitivity specifics in this enlightened. We confuse them.
Yes.
And what you're so right about this, because we also want to change, take kids and make them robots through medication, by trying to detach and untether whatever connections parents have with them, whether it's because of religion, whether it's because of nationality, you name it. But also it goes on.
Absolutely. And we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Lionel Nation on YouTube, Lionel Media on Twitter.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, you're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Patrick Henry warned us, the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, when the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught not with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alright, so here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with...
In a land of timeless beauty, he was a man of peace.
The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
But when they threatened his world and the woman he loved, he was driven to war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with you. We've got a bunch of news, a bunch of clips we're going to get to here. Still a few hours left in the Alex Jones Show. The big story today is a pastor coming out and saying that there is a plan that he has been told by a high-ranking member of Congress. There is a plan to, quote, take out Donald Trump, and you can read in between the lines on that. We just had Lionel and David breaking down how they're using schools and they're using liberalism to try to morph the youth of this nation into thinking they might be gay or they might be transgender or they might be a little boy or a little girl or this, that, or God knows what else. And of course, part of the coup that we're talking about is the fake Russian attempt. We had Jared Kushner give a statement today. The media waited for him for hours to give this statement. He came out and talked for less than 60 seconds. He basically came out and said, I did not collude with Russia, and then closed that. So that was kind of funny.
I did not have text with that Russian woman.
And so that was the it. So the media waited for hours for that 60 seconds to find out what we all already knew. There was no collusion with Russia. And you know, it's funny. We had, I think it was Lionel that mentioned the irony or the double standard here of all this look at Donald Trump and his relations with Russia and everyone in his cabinet. But Trump tweeted this morning, and it's just so true. It's just ridiculous. I mean, everybody should feel this way, whether you like Trump or not. He tweeted, so why aren't the committees and investigators and, of course, our beleaguered attorney general looking into crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations? And it does look like now Adam Schiff, pencil neck shifty Schiff, might be some of his Russian collusion might be coming to the forefront here. But it's funny he says the beleaguered attorney general may be hinting at something there, David. I don't know what that could mean. So you've got all of that going on. Meanwhile, you had Jonathan Turley on Fox the other day. Even if there was collusion, even if they found some real evidence that could prove collusion farther than anything Democrats or Clintons have done, which you won't find, that wouldn't be a crime. Here's that clip from Jonathan Turley.
And I think a lot of good things have happened so far.
That was actually Rand Paul, but this is Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
The investigation is turning into the issue of financial transactions. And as the investigation expands, clearly the risks expand with it. This is a very precarious period for these core players. Mm-hmm. They're going to be appearing before Congress. They have to keep a consistent and coherent narrative because these are when the risks are the highest. But by including these transnational agreements and transactions for people like Manafort and Kushner and Trump Jr., That increases the threat. You know, these people have huge portfolios and a great number of transactions. These federal investigators, if they find any criminal conduct, they can investigate it or hand it to the FBI.
Right. Well, there was a story over the weekend that Paul Manafort was being investigated for money laundering, and they were trying to flip him so that he would testify against the president. But then I think it was Roger Stone, who's a longtime friend of the president, said something like, that's not going to happen because there was no collusion. There's nothing to flip over.
Well, there, first of all, collusion itself isn't a crime, and there's not really a very strong prima facie case for any crime thus far, and that raises some of these concerns.
Unless you're looking at the Clintons.
But, you know, the fact is, Mueller has put on his team some heavy hitters who are known for flipping witnesses, and I wouldn't be surprised if they looked for something that could give them leverage against some of these key individuals.
So an interesting dynamic here that they're talking about, David. First of all, you want to talk about prima facie evidence. I mean, my gosh, Uranium One deal? I mean, it shouldn't go any farther than that, but nobody wants to talk about that. And then they talk about putting in this investigation with Mueller to try to flip some of these people to turn on Trump like Manafort. But what Stone is saying is there's nothing to flip. They have nothing to hide. You can't compromise them because they have nothing to hide. I mean,
this is the second time we've seen a lawyer who's not a Trump supporter. You know, Jonathan Turley and Alan Dershowitz, they're not Trump supporters, but they're warning us about how we're seeing the criminal code trying to expand this for political purposes. They lost an election, and now they're trying to expand this criminal code, as Alan Dershowitz has pointed out. And he's another one who said, look, even if there was collusion, worst case example, let's say that everything that they said about this was really them calling up the Russians and saying, can you give me some dirt on Hillary? I know you know her really well because she sold you 20% of the U.S. uranium supply, and you had Bill Clinton come over for a $500,000 speech that he gave. And immediately after that, Hillary Clinton's State Department said, well, we're going to take a look at this Magnitsky Act that you guys are so concerned about. And she was involved with Natalia Veselnitskaya. And so we know that you guys know the Russians. Have you got some dirt on them? Even if that were the case, it's not a crime. And as Dershowitz was saying, of course, he's shopping around a book to conservative media that's going to be called Trumped Up, talking about how they are trumping up charges against the president to try to take him out, and concerned, as I said before, that they're expanding the criminal code to try to criminalize things that aren't crimes. He said they're throwing the term treason out. We see Cuomo on CNN and others saying, well, treason, treason. I don't know what the definition of treason is, but I think we need to look at treason. That's the kind of baseless allegation. It's not even, doesn't even rise, Owen, to the level of an allegation. Actually, it's kind of interesting. I just thought of this. It kind of mirrors in a way, doesn't it? Civil asset forfeiture. You know, because civil asset forfeiture that our beleaguered attorney general has now decided that's his number one priority, not dealing with the criminals in Washington. But no, it's going to be continuing this 30-year-old policy that was created by Ronald Reagan that is an absolute failure. Part of the 50-year war on drugs that was created by the United Nations. Anyway, he's decided that he's going to go into civil asset forfeiture. Of course, the civil asset forfeiture, they never have to accuse you of a crime. They don't have to convict you of a crime. They just take your property. They charge the property with a crime. And so it's kind of interesting. It's the same tactic that the Democrats are using against Donald Trump to take the presidency. They don't have to accuse him of a crime. They don't have to convict him of anything. They can just take his presidency. So it's kind of like a civil asset coup that we've got going on here against Donald Trump, I think, to get people to understand why we don't want to have civil asset forfeiture. You know, we got all these amendments that are supposed to protect our rights, our legal due process rights that have been there because we've had star chambers in our history. We've had situations where the government can just grab you by the back of the neck, take your life, take your property, take whatever they want from you without any due process. We said, not in America. You're not going to do that. It's part of the 10 amendments. And so we said, no, you're going to have due process. You're not going to have excessive fines. You're not going to take our stuff without having us convicted by a jury of our peers. That's all been erased by the civil asset forfeiture that Attorney General Sessions has put in. And of course, he would like to get rid of the 9th and 10th amendment too, so they can grab your medical marijuana out of your hands. That's the absolute contempt for the rule of law from our own Attorney General, while he ignores the crimes that are being committed by the CIA, by the NSA, by the FBI, that even the FISA court has warned us that they violated the law coming after the Trump administration. But of course, he doesn't care what the Constitution says about search warrants, does he?
Well, you wonder if President Trump isn't reconsidering Jeff Sessions right now. Last week you said, or you had Trump saying he thinks Sessions should have never recused himself in the Russia investigation.
Mm-hmm. Very unfair to do that.
Yep. This week you, and Sessions kind of brushed that off. But this week you have President Trump tweeting beleaguered Jeff Sessions talking about why aren't committee and investigations looking into crooked Hillary's crimes in Russia relations. So is that a direct subtweet towards Jeff Sessions saying, why aren't you investigating this stuff? So it's interesting there with more all these shakeups coming.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, reading between the lines, I think it's pretty obvious that he's very frustrated with Jeff Sessions. But he was the first person to support Donald Trump, and Jeff Sessions was spot on when it came to the TPP and the real risk, the real cost to that, saying that this is not really about trade. This is about national sovereignty. We're going to turn over all of our economic control to a transnational unappointed panel that is going to decide which countries are going to have which industries and at what levels. We don't want that kind of international control that is unaccountable to us. And he pointed out it's a living document. They can immediately change whatever this secret document that was circulating around Washington for the longest time. And finally, Jeff Sessions was one of the few people to go in and take a look at it. And then he did a PowerPoint presentation to the members of Congress who didn't care. But he did do it to Donald Trump, who did care. And he shut down the TPP immediately for that. So he was right on that issue, but he's wrong on other things. And that's one of the key things. You can have people who are right on some issues, who are wrong on other issues. He would be great in certain positions, but I think in terms of the Attorney General, you know, going back, Owen, remember when he was talking to Leon Panetta and they were having this back and forth interrogation, and Leon Panetta was saying, he asked Leon Panetta, well, you're going to come as a member of the Obama administration. Leon Panetta was the defense secretary at the time. And he says, you're going to come to us and let us know when you want to start a war, right? You're going to wait for the Congress to have a declaration of war. That's in the Constitution. Leon Panetta said, well, I don't know. We might inform you. We would go to NATO. We would go to the United Nations to get that information. And Jeff Sessions was like, well, I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is really bad. You're a senator or a congressman, former congressman. You know what the Constitution says. Why aren't you going to do that? And he was right to be incensed about it, but he was very weak in the way that he attacked Leon Panetta. And that's what we're seeing now with the back and forth that's happening in Washington. He's very weak about going after these known crimes committed by the Clinton Foundation, committed by Comey, the collusion, the violations of the Hatch Act that were committed by them, the violations of the Constitution, search warrants ignored, going directly after the politicians. And this is why this is important. They're using these violations that have been perfected in the surveillance state, perfected in the war on drugs, and now we've always said they're going to come after the politicians first. And so you've even got people like Lindsey Graham saying, you're spying on me? Can you tell me if you got my communications? And they said, no, Senator, if we told you that, we'd have to kill your privacy. It's like, oh, okay. Well, we'll just kind of leave that there. They are the ones who are the most vulnerable. Anybody that has something they can blackmail them over, and that's, of course, why they picked Dennis Hastert, a known pedophile, to be the Speaker of the House. He was blackmailable. He was controllable. They loved him. He stayed as Speaker of the House longer than any other Republican. And so they're looking for secrets like this. The dark, deep surveillance state is going to be directed at politicians. And here's the real danger, folks. When they don't really have something on somebody, they will make it up like they did the dirty dossier, and people will believe them because it's coming from all 17 agencies. Remember, we were told that the Russians hacking the DNC, that came from all. No, it didn't. They eventually retracted that, said it was three or four. Then eventually we found out, no, actually it was a report that was produced by CrowdStrike, a DNC contractor that was shopped by Brennan to a few representatives handpicked from those three agencies. And, of course, they didn't object to it because they were handpicked sycophants. And so then Brennan says, well, yeah, that's it. All of us, Clapper, who was head of the DNI, says, oh, that's it. All 17 agencies agree. And so that's we're going to go along with Hillary Clinton and say that all 17 agencies say that Trump colluded with Russia or the Russians hacked the election. That is a violation of the Hatch Act. It's a violation of the Constitution. And it's the politicians who have their head in the noose, and they better wake up and understand that they're going to be the first ones against the wall by this deep surveillance state that they have created.
And it's them showing their hand with that dirty dossier, totally made up. That's them showing their hand. That's them showing you how they play ball. That's them showing you how they play politics. And, you know, when you talk about Jeff Sessions and, you know, the thing with Trump's tweet and everything, you wonder, you know, sometimes to make a sports analogy, you got to make a trade to improve your team. You know, maybe you needed the pitcher back then. Now you need a power hitter. Maybe President Trump felt that Jeff Sessions was valuable at the beginning of his candidacy. He helped him end the TPP. He helped him light a fire under border enforcement and ICE. And now he's got that going. Now he's saying, well, Sessions isn't really helping me drain the swamp. Sessions isn't really helping me end this Russian fake story with collusion coup. So Sessions isn't really valuable to my team right now.
He's a wartime consigliere, to use the terminology of the Godfather, right? There's they took out Tom Hayden, who was, you know, if you remember the story. But, so we need a guy that's for, you know, wartime counselor. That's what he needs right now, because the deep state is at war with him. But he also needs somebody who is going to stick to the principles and the letter of the law, the Constitution. If you're going to say, we don't care what the law is because we're going to use the police or the military or the militarized police to stop people from engaging in self-destructive behavior with the war on drugs, then you've gone down a slippery slope, and that's where we see ourselves right now.
Well, what I'm worried about with the priest coming out and saying that he's had, or excuse me, the pastor coming out and saying he's had a high-ranking member of Congress saying that there's a coup to take out Donald Trump. We've known about this. We've heard it before. We know this is going on. But my concern is, David, that the deep state is in a panic right now because they see the trend. They hear the people calling into C-SPAN. They see how nobody's listening to their false narratives anymore. They see how more people are tuning into InfoWars and getting their news from other sources that they can't control. They know that President Trump has launched the Voter Integrity Commission. They know that people are starting to look into these rigged elections that they've been doing for years. So now they're sitting here, and I think they feel like they have their backs against the wall because they're looking at people like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, John McCain, stalwarts of the deep state, stalwarts that they know will come out and parrot whatever talking point and narrative they want. Well, we're about to vote these people out. They know that's coming. They know that the Democrat-Republican two-party thing has been destroyed by President Trump. President Trump has made the deep state out itself. So we are about to vote these people out of office. But my concern is, David, that they see the trend. They know what's going to happen in the election in 2018. They know we're going to drain the swamp of the deep state members like the John McCains, like the Nancy Pelosi's. It goes down the charts. You know who they are. And so they may feel that they have to get Trump out before 2018 Congress gets in that wants to cooperate with Trump.
Well, the real danger to Trump is within the Republican Party, because the Democrats are morally and financially bankrupt. As you went down this list of candidates, they don't have a strong candidate.
They're gone.
So the best thing that they could do if they want to defeat Trump, they're not going to be able to defeat him from the Democrats. They're going to be able to stop him with Republicans. And we said this from the very beginning, even before Trump took office, before he was elected. I said his biggest opposition is going to be within the GOP establishment. That's the greatest danger to his personal safety as well. They would love to replace Trump with some GOP establishment guy. That's the biggest danger. They're not going to do it with the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Sometimes the media gets self-occupied with a story, the sort of, I think, made up in a way, Russian story, but we get so occupied with it that we forget the good things that are happening. And I think a lot of good things have happened so far. And I always compare it. Every day I wake up and say, it could have been Hillary Clinton. We could be at war in the Middle East because Hillary Clinton wanted to go to war everywhere, and she would be at war with American business. It could be terrible. And I think Trump's doing a much better job than we would have gotten.
This is just a universal fact that President Trump is better than President Clinton for the world, for America, for individuals, for freedom, for peace, pretty much for everything. Hillary Clinton is an absolute monster. And yes, thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get in. And I think that that's kind of part of the equation right now that is getting people united behind Trump. Because now that the election and the heat of the election is over and all the conjecture and all the attacks and everything, people are kind of falling back into the day by day and realizing, yeah, okay, you know what? Hillary Clinton is an absolute monster, a corrupt politician. It is a good thing that she didn't get in, even though I was caught up in the heat of it and I hated Trump. Now I kind of realize, you know what? It's actually really good that Hillary Clinton didn't get in. Now back onto the double standard, the lack of Sessions action on Russian collusion from the Democrat side. Here's Jason Chaffetz calling out the Republicans in Congress.
I mean, when I tried as the chairman of the Oversight Committee to bring in Ben Rhodes to talk about the Iran situation, mm-hmm. nobody knows what the deal with Iran was.
Right.
They claimed executive privilege. I think the Trumps need to actually get a lot of credit for openness and transparency. They didn't delete their emails. They provided their emails.
Right.
When they wanted to talk to them, they said, you can talk to us. And yet when we did the same thing with the Democrats, they give us a stiff arm every single step of the way.
Rather, former congressman, you know there is a double standard in Washington,
yes.
D.C. and the mainstream media.
And there's a double standard with the United States Senate Republicans because they are holding them to a much higher standard with very little evidence than they ever did the Clintons. And that investigation, why did it end? Just because there was a political election. I think that's wrong.
So this is cut and dry. Double standards. Do as I say, not as I do. Hypocrisies of Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, in the House, in Congress.
I think we're going to see a lot of interesting stuff coming from Jason Chaffetz because he's been
especially
one of the guys
that he's going to get out.
That's right. He's been one of the guys in Washington that has been fighting this corruption more than the rest. And I think, quite frankly, he's realized that he's hit a wall with Republicans as much as with the Democrats. That's what you heard in that clip there. And so he's going to be getting out of Washington. He isn't going to be worried about them basically taking away every committee that he's on and relegating him over to sit in the corner, face the wall. He's going to be free to speak. And so I think we're going to hear a lot of interesting commentary on the way things really are in Washington from Congressman Chaffetz when he leaves, because he's not running for reelection. He's had enough of that dog and pony show there.
Well, and again, this double standard and hypocrisy in Washington is just a fact. It is black and white. You cannot deny it. And it typically infuriates me that the left ignores this. It infuriates me that liberal media ignores this. It infuriates me that, just the general population that hates Trump ignores this. We just had a Young Turks clip up. They ignore this. Total frauds over there at the Young Turks. They ignore the double standards. Normally that infuriates me, but today I'm taking a step back. I'm taking a deep breath because I really think that this is going to unite people behind Trump. The average American can see through the double standard. They can see through the hypocrisy. And as the day by day goes on and they keep pushing this Russia narrative and it continues to be a nothing burger, they're going to look at the other side and they're going to see where the real giant juicy steak burger is. And that's the Russian collusion with Democrats. And it goes on from there. Folks, before we get to this break, I got to let you know about a brand new product at InfoWarsStore.com. True Whey Protein. If you are a protein user, which is a lot of people out there, especially people in the weightlifting community or exercising community, it's tough to find a good flavored protein. This is the best. It's grass-fed protein, 9 essential amino acids, out of the gates at 25% off. True Whey Protein, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. Last week of July specials, folks, 25% off like half the store. It's ridiculous. 46% off Myco ZX, 50% off Knockout, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the last week of July specials. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Certainly an interesting time to be alive. When history looks back at these times, I think people will say, wow, that was one of the most thrilling times to live in. And we are living in it, folks. We truly are. And most people don't even have a clue. They have no idea what's going on. You've got witches like Madonna and Lana Del Rey and all of these people trying to cast demonic spells on Donald Trump. Yes, that's actually going on. It's wild, but that is actually going on. Meanwhile, you've got a pastor who prays for Donald Trump, brings the body of Christ into Trump's life, and he is saying that top members of Congress are warning him that there is a plan to take out Donald Trump. This is the coup against the American people. This is the coup against Donald Trump. And these are truly exciting times. In fact, Larry O'Connor went on Fox and compared it to the Game of Thrones. Here's that clip.
I think that, you know, it's a lazy assumption to think that the first 6 months of the Trump administration is like a reality show. It's more like Game of Thrones with all of the shifting alliances and the hidden agendas. And I think that Trump, after 6 months, has had it. He's been listening to the hand of the king, Reince Priebus, whisper in his ear and tell him, yeah, trust me, my buddy from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, he's going to get this done. Well, it hasn't gotten done. He's looking bad and he knows it needs to get done now. Maybe he's asserting some leadership now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and maybe they can't rig elections entirely and they can't steal Congress from us again and we can get the Paul Ryans out. But it's amazing to me, David, because it's frustrating to me too, and Alex has dealt with this for years. Some of the most famous Alex Jones rants are when he talks about this. People are more obsessed with the Game of Thrones than real life. They don't even realize that there is a real Game of Thrones. Hey, the House of Cards is reality. Why not engage in reality? Why not engage in the Game of Thrones? Why not be part of the plot, part of the story? Instead, they'd rather just sit on their behind and watch it.
Wait until the Game of Thrones writers put out their stated new program, Confederates.
Confederates,
because we already got the the left being triggered by the idea they're going to have to look at a Confederate battle flag.
I think it's going to fail. I don't think it'll make production.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to create a reality that is going to split our communities apart. You know, one of the things that I was happy to see happen in Minneapolis in this latest shooting was we had Philando Castile's mother marching with the other people demanding change in the way the police operate. Yeah, that's the key thing. We've had Frank Serpico many times over the years. Alex Jones has interviewed him. Frank Serpico says every human institution is going to have bad actors. And so the question is, can you get the bad actors out of the human institution, or does a human institution keep them in, own the corruption, become corrupt itself? And of course, as it's now coming out, this individual who was there, and I talked about this on Friday, I talked about violence, violent privilege, and the fact that we give violent privilege to some members of some groups. We hide the crimes that are created by Muslims in Europe. They don't want to tell people who they are when they commit these crimes. But of course, we also hide it for the police when this happens. And it's much more serious when that happens. We also have, it's not just hiding these bad actors and keeping them in, but it's also training them, or not training them in this case. They were so anxious to have a diversity hire, somebody who was a Muslim Somali refugee, become a police officer, that they rushed him through, wanted to put him up as a model to the community. And so even though this guy, as a cop for 2 years, had had three serious complaints, including this murder against him, the two prior complaints, which are serious as well, nothing was done about it. He was only given 7 months of training, we're now seeing. And of course, when we look at what's happening across the country, the new rules for police, the new curriculum for police, is a shoot first curriculum. They have changed the way that they interact with the public. So I've said all along, we don't want the kind of division that Confederates is going to create in this country. Instead, we need to come together and look at the issues that face us all, black and white, the issues that we have a shoot-first curriculum from the police, and make sure that we change that, that we get control of these institutions instead of letting them run wild on us. That's the real key. But the Confederates, you talk about Game of Thrones, Confederates is going to push that every day. They're going to have, in a contemporary milieu, they're going to show slavery in America. That's what they want to do. They want to divide us.
As if the Confederates won the war.
Yeah, exactly. It's an alternative history. Absolutely knowing nothing about actual history, they're going to try to create conflict. We'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
And it is very obvious that this is what's going on. And not only is it going on in D.C., not only is it going on in the Congress, not only is it going on in media, it's been going on worldwide. You had the Pope come out against Trump. You had world leaders come out against Trump. That was during the election. And let's not forget about here at the grassroots level in the United States of America. Let's not forget about what's going on in the streets of America with these rioters, with these protesters, with all of these groups, Black Lives Matter, By Any Means Necessary, Resist, PAC. I mean, it's all this, the professor at UC Berkeley, Robert Reich, the Fourth Reich. So you've got all of these people, not just in government, but also on the streets. And then you've got this story, Yvette Falarca. You've probably heard of her before. She's a teacher in Berkeley. You've got multiple teachers from Berkeley that have been arrested now. Yvette Falarca is the latest. So I just want to go out and I just want to issue this challenge. Now, David, you're well aware of this. Before Alex left, he came into our office. He said, try to get these people on. Try to get these liberals on. Try to get these leftists on. Try to get these group leaders on. To which I said, you know, Alex, I think you're 100% right. We need to get them on. But I try, and they never come on with me. I've reached out to Yvette Falarca probably a half dozen times. I've never received anything from her, never received a response from BAM, never received a response from any of these people. They always ignore me. I've gotten one response ever. This is from Lauren Duca, who got destroyed by Tucker Carlson last week. So I reached out to her. First time I've ever gotten a response from a liberal to come on the show, ever. And she says, thanks for reaching out, but she's going to have to pass. Shocker that she didn't want to come on the show and debate me. She didn't want to come on the show and debate David Knight.
They don't want to debate.
You've got
they
Howie want to Carr. You've got yeah. Howie Carr on radio in Boston ripping on Alex Jones for being crazy. I bet he doesn't have Alex Jones on the show though to debate him though. So David, not just is there a coup against Trump and the government, there's a coup against Trump started by George Soros and David Brock and these people funding people out to go on the streets and riot and protest violently. So it's a coup on all levels right now, and they don't want to actually face an intellectual debate on issue.
No, we've seen that over and over again. You know very well that when you go to these different protests and everything, you try to engage people on the street, just ordinary, every one of them. It's not just the leaders. The leaders like to pontificate from their safe little ivory towers at Berkeley and so forth. They don't want to try to defend their ideas in the marketplace of ideas. They want to be able to censor you. And you see that from the top of the movement to the bottom of the movement. Again, I always think of this as the ultimate picture of what was happening. The Planned Parenthood demonstration that InfoWars went to, and we showed up with signs saying, you know, this is genocide against black children, because that's the way that it began. And we're holding up our signs saying that this is about life. This is about defending innocent life. And what did they do? They show up with black signs to cover ours. They don't try to make a case for what they're doing. Instead, they just try to silence us. And so they're not going to come on and debate you. They're not going to come on and debate me. They don't want to talk about the issues. They simply want to use censorship. And that's what the universities have become, especially Berkeley. And we've had a lot of people call Berkeley out and say, hey, I remember, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, you know, when Berkeley was the center of the free speech movement. At that time, it was a more conservative administration. So the liberals said, wait a minute, you're silencing us, and we want to be able to speak here. And so it was all about free speech. But now that they're in control, they don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have free speech. And this is what we see again and again from the left. We see this, the people who are now on the left constantly pushing war, pushing sanctions. That used to be that the left was saying, oh, we don't want war. Now they do want war. They want censorship. They don't want free speech. And this is what has happened with this. They've become, as we always knew they were, completely authoritarian. There really isn't any free speech in communist countries. And that's what these people are. They're simply communists. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have free speech.
Well, and they want to start a civil war. What they want to do is they want to create chaos on the streets, because it's a lot easier to remove the president if you've got chaos in the streets. If you've got martial law, police state, all this stuff, wildness, looting, burning, rioting.
Throughout the places where Soros has fomented the revolutions.
Right. That's how they do it.
The Hungarian Prime Minister is doing. People in Poland are doing this as well. I think it's an encouraging thing. When I saw Trump go to Poland and deliver that speech, it's like, wow, that's the speech he needs to give here in America. He needs to call out Soros and what Soros is doing here in America. And he needs a wartime consigliere. Like I said before, you go back to the Godfather, Tom Hayden, Robert Duvall. You know, he said, hey, Tom, you're going to have to take a back seat right now, because right now we're at war. We don't need a nice guy right now. We need a guy who's going to call them out, who's going to take them on, not a beleaguered attorney general who's afraid to confront them.
You know, I want to go to this powerful clip. This is a survivor of Dunkirk. He's a veteran from Calgary, and he survived Dunkirk. He went and saw the movie premiere this weekend, and he was interviewed and he talked about it. But there was a very powerful quote that he said that I think can be It's just very timely right now. Let's go to this Calgary veteran who survived Dunkirk.
Sturdy hopes the movie sends a message to a new audience of the sad nature of war and our apparent inability to avoid it.
Tonight, I cried because it's never the end. It won't happen. We are, as human species, we are so intelligent with these astonishing things. We can fly to the moon, but we still do stupid things.
So tough to pick up on radio. He's obviously a very elderly man and struggling to speak there. But what he's saying is, you know, he remembers Dunkirk, he sees the movie, and you can see how violent and bad war is, but yet here he is, this war happened years ago, and we're still doing stupid things. We can fly to the moon, we can create amazing technology, but yet we still get tricked into war. And that's the thing to me, David. Just like every other war, the Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, all of these things are started on false pretenses. It's something that we get tricked over and over. They're doing the same thing right now over Trump. They're doing the same thing. They lie about Trump all day in the media. They stir up violence in the streets. They want to lie about Trump, start a civil war in America, and bring in the George Soros globalist regime change.
You know, we had Lionel on the last hour. He was talking about Vietnam and talked about how he and I both just missed that, just missed getting pulled into that. And towards the end of that, we understood what this was about. It was with the documentary, The Fog of War, that Robert McNamara finally confessed that the Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag. He said it was totally fake.
That was a pretense that they got us into the war. And he even related the story within that documentary. If you haven't seen it, it is a must see. And what he said was, years afterwards, he was part of an American delegation that went back to Vietnam. And he said at the table, one of the Vietnamese leaders slammed his fist on the table and stood up very angrily, said, "What is this about the domino theory? You know that wasn't true." He said, "We fought the Chinese for our independence for centuries. Don't you know anything about history? Didn't you know anything about what was going on?" Well, of course they did know. They knew precisely what they were doing. They wanted that war. They engineered that war. And so what you just saw there was a veteran of Dunkirk. The people who fight the wars don't want the wars. And of course in Vietnam, what we saw in Vietnam was the cynical manipulation by Robert McNamara and others of sending in American troops to take an area, and they would win every battle. Of course, we lost the war, but they would win every battle. They would take over the area. They would hold it sometimes at great cost to win it and to hold it. And then the U.S. military, the Pentagon, would tell them, okay, move out now. And then we'd just turn it back over to the North Vietnamese that they were fighting. That was the insanity of that war. It's very clear to see. And yet, if you go back, can you look at the deeper threads of history? You understand how even World War II was manipulated with FDR and Pearl Harbor, how he needed to have in order to get the U.S. in after they had, America was very reluctant to get involved in a war after the catastrophe of the First World War. We had no dog in that fight. We were maneuvered into that by Woodrow Wilson, and Americans didn't want that to happen again. And so it was necessary to have a first strike from the other side. And so they knew that that was going to happen. They stood down the defenses to allow it to happen. That's a different kind of false flag. The one that McNamara used was a complete lie about what had happened. With FDR, they had a different kind of false flag. They knew what was going to happen. They allowed it to happen so they would have a pretext to get involved in World War II. And so that's the way they engineer these things. And of course, it goes beyond, far beyond that. It goes back to the creation of both sides of the conflict by the bankers. That is the essence of this. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, and we're going to talk about somebody who is a former member of the Plunge Protection Team saying that the blockchain is freaking out governments. Why? Because they're worried they're going to lose control of that. In the same way they have lost control of the trade issues, of the open border issues, of the facade of climate change to take control of our economy. All of these things they've lost control of with Donald Trump. That's why they want to take him out. And they're very concerned they're going to lose control of the money if we start having private blockchains coming out. That is a real threat to them. We have some opportunities, as you pointed out earlier, Owen. We live in a very interesting time. It's a very dangerous time. That was a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. What we do, it's danger and it's opportunity. It's a crisis. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sometimes the media gets self-occupied with a story, the sort of, I think, made up in a way, Russian story. But we get so occupied with it that we forget the good things that are happening. And I think a lot of good things have happened so far. And I always compare it. Every day I wake up and say, it could have been Hillary Clinton. We could be at war in the Middle East because Hillary Clinton wanted to go to war everywhere. And she would be at war with American business. It could be terrible. And I think Trump's doing a much better job than we would have gotten.
And, of course, when we come back, this is David Knight with Owen Schroer. When we come back in the next break, we're going to take a look a little bit at the Russian sanctions. You talk about pushing war everywhere. Well, they're pushing sanctions everywhere. The Democrats are trying to work a deal with Republicans. Republicans don't like North Korea. The Democrats don't like everybody. So they're trying to create sanctions and warfare. These are the people who are criticizing Trump because he's not free trade enough, and they're trying to shut down trade everywhere. Let's take a look. We've got Anthony Scaramucci, and of course, he was at the center of the report that really blew up on CNN and got three reporters fired. You know, we talked about how Donald Trump needs a wartime consigliere for attorney general. Well, maybe he's got that in the new communications director because he took on Jake Tapper and CNN directly. Here's a clip.
I said some things about him when I was working for another candidate, Mr. Trump, Mr. President. I apologize for that. Can we move on off of that? I know you and I have moved on off of that. Jake hasn't moved on off of that, obviously, and that's okay, Jake. I don't care. But I'm going to be working for you, and I'm going to serve the American people, and we're going to get your agenda out into the heartland where it belongs, and we're going to turn this thing into a movement, a bigger movement than we have already.
I love how you're talking to one specific viewer right now, the most important audience that there is.
I like talking to him, but you know who else I'm talking to? The people I grew up with.
And I get it.
They get me, and they get him.
I grew up in a very similar neighborhood.
He's going to win again.
I doubt
Jake.
It.
He's going to win again. I'll bring a box of Kleenex over here to CNN.
We don't need Kleenex.
He's going to win again, Jake. We're going to get this agenda prosecuted. He's going to win again.
I think that's funny. I have a feeling that Jake Tapper didn't grow up in around the same district as Scaramucci and Trump. I think he may have found himself in the arts district, if you know what I mean.
No, as a matter of fact, he grew up with a very wealthy family. He went to the very most elite schools. Now, he was not one of the middle class, one of the homeboys.
How dare you offer me a box of Kleenexes?
There's that article from Breitbart saying he got caught misstating his background on live television. He has a very, very, very elitist background, folks.
The Cry News Network.
Yeah.
CNN's Jake Tapper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tapping into those tears. I think that what Trump is really looking for in Anthony Scaramucci is a communications director that's going to cut down on the leaks, that's going to make sure that when Sarah Huckabee Sanders takes the podium, that she knows exactly what President Trump and his cabinet is thinking. And I feel like he didn't really feel that that was the case with Sean Spicer. And again, Scaramucci took down three CNN reporters. He put it all on the table. He stepped up to that. So he's the guy that's going to deal with fake news.
Scaramucci is going in. He's purging his Twitter account of things that he said about
anti-gun stuff.
And you know, I don't really care whether Anthony Scaramucci gets the Second Amendment or not. It isn't really necessary. It is important that we have an attorney general that understands the Second Amendment. It's important that we have a president, and Donald Trump does, who understands the Second Amendment. But his position here is not to create that policy. And so that's what we were saying earlier. You don't have to find somebody, and you're never going to find somebody that agrees with the president on each and every issue. But it's important to make sure that in the areas where they have authority, that they're going to be supporting the president's agenda, the policies that he got elected on. And so that's the key thing. Anthony Scaramucci, whatever he thinks about the Second Amendment, he isn't going to change anything. We got a Republican Congress that's not going to change anything, even if Donald Trump went south on us. And he's not. He's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So that really is not of interest, what he thinks about those particular policy issues. His position there is to state what Trump's agenda is, what Trump's policies are.
I completely agree with you. And they're going to try to take advantage of the weak-minded voter, the weak-minded American who doesn't understand that dynamic, David. And they're going to say, this is more chaos in the White House. Scaramucci and Trump disagree. So they're probably going to try to build that up. But I hope that this is a sign that President Trump, and we know he's not afraid to fire somebody. I mean, everybody knows that. He's become famous for firing people. So I just hope that this is a sign that President Trump is going to have a short leash with you. If you're not going to go along with his agenda, if you're not going to be honest in the way you approach the business, if you're going to have your own agenda on the side, then you're going to be out. And that's what Trump needs. He needs cohesion as he's trying to move his agenda forward. And anything obstructing that, he just needs to get out of his way.
That's right. And if somebody can't or won't do their job, they need to get them out of the way as well. And so we're thinking about a particular person here at this point. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about John McAfee, who's going to be our guest on tomorrow. He was attacked this weekend. I want to tell you some of the things that John McAfee has been talking about. We're also going to take a look at the sad update to the Charlie Gard case in the UK. And what does it mean for your life, for the life of your children, and your control over your family? When we come back, stay with us. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Superhero landing. She's gonna do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Woo! Superhero landing. Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it.
You're a lovely lady, but I'm saving myself for
Melania.
That's why I brought him.
I prefer not to hit a woman, so please, click.
I mean, that's why I brought
Sean Spicer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, finish your tweet. It's not, if that's fine, just give us a second. Yeah. There you go, hashtag it. Go get it, Tiger.
The season premiere begins tonight.
And again, for those of you listening on radio, that was one of our meme entries for the meme contest that we had there, and you can see those online at the Real Alex Jones, at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Before we get back to the news, and I've got an update on the Charlie Gard situation. Very sad conclusion to that. And I'm going to talk about what's really beneath that. Also, we have an update on John McAfee I want to get to. He was going to be coming on tomorrow on the show. That's not going to happen, and we'll tell you why and the information that we have so far. But before I get back to the news, I just want to remind you that this is the continuation at the end of this month. It's going to be the end of the sale that we put in beginning July 4th. And, of course, that is massive discounts across the store at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for all products, and many products have been expanded now up to 60% discounts. And as we've been selling out of certain products or having to hold back, selling so much that we have to hold back for the auto ship, we have now brought in some new products into the sale. Here's one of them, Silver Bullet, now only $9.95. That is 66% off the retail price. And let me tell you something. I don't ever travel without Silver Bullet. I not only use it orally, but I actually use it when I get a cut on the road or something. And that's something that we found in our family has kept us from getting skin infections. Even though it's not designed to be used as a salve, it's absolutely amazing how effective it is. And along that line, we have a discounted package here. This is something we've never offered before. It's the Super Silver Oral Care Package. This is Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver plus the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that has silver in it in addition to iodine and does not have fluoride. So it's got all these different things in it, but I think it's the only toothpaste that you're going to find that's got silver in it. So we have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, and an electric-powered toothbrush that has the bristles impregnated with silver, all to fight bacteria in your mouth. And that's a very important thing. That creates gum disease. That also creates heart disease. Look it up. This is one of the most effective ways that you can fight that bacteria with this triple threat super silver oral care. And that is now 50% off the regular price, those three products combined together. Another one that was in the news last week. You know, we had yet another case in California of a very virulent carcinogen that they found in the water that they're trying to get Dow and Shell to take out of the water. It's called 123 TCP. And when I heard that, I thought, let me see if our filters cover that. So I looked it up, and yes, along with a long list of ingredients, you can look this up, takes out 99.4% of it. Are you going to wait until somebody tells you that there is something in the water, whether it is lead that was put there in Flint, Michigan, or whether it was a toxic chemical that is a runoff, or until somebody explains to you yet again the issues with glyphosate and Roundup? Or are you going to act proactively for your family and make sure that you filter your water before somebody comes around and says, you know, that illness that your kid's been having or the mental difficulties, that's because of the lead in the water. And now it's too late to do something about it. So do something, be proactive about it. And you can do that right now. We have the ProPure Traveler Pack, 30% off. That is $55 off the regular price. So take a look at that. And one last thing I'll put out here, Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids. Now 33% off the regular price. Again, there is no shipping charge on anything at the InfoWars store through the end of July. And these massive discounts up to 60% off retail price. So take a look at that. That's what supports our operation. Again, as Owen was pointing out earlier in the show, there's a crowdfunding GoFundMe for Snopes and the cat lady and all of them.
You gotta get some cat food. You know, feed the cats, folks. Feed the cats, donate to Snopes.
Yeah, that's the way they fund themselves. And that's fine if they want to fund themselves for that. But the way we fund it is we try to offer you products that are going to allow you to take control of your life, allow you to take control of your health.
And I use these products. I know that you use them too. And they work great for me. That's why I continue to use them. Well, David, we got a bunch of news to get to here. I'm not sure where you want to start.
Yeah, let's get those clips for Charlie Gard and of course, that commercial that I did 8 years ago. Because what's really at the bottom of this is the UNCRC, the Convention for the Rights of the Child. That's one of the things that you need to see out of this. In addition, many people, and we've pointed this out, I've talked about this at length for a long period of time. And that is the idea that you're going to turn over health decisions to the government. And that is a really broad spectrum that we need to be concerned about. And of course, in this country, the way that looks is the FDA. In other countries, it's far beyond that. And it's what's going to happen in this country if you go to single payer. The tyranny is going to get far worse. They're not only going to prevent you, as the FDA does many times in this country, they prevent people who are terminally ill patients from getting treatment that they have not approved beforehand. And that was something that came up in the Charlie Gard case. As people were saying in Columbia University Medical School, they said, we have an experimental treatment, and we believe that this might be helpful for Charlie. They said, well, you haven't gone through the proper channels, they said, in the UK. And, of course, there's not going to be human testing because it's such a rare condition. They're not going to have the kind of human testing that would get FDA approval. So they said, well, we need to get FDA approval. It looked like that wasn't going to be a problem. We had Donald Trump tweeting out, if there's anything that we can do to help, we'll be glad to help with this. We had congressmen who offered citizenship to the parents to try to get them out of the legal chains that were preventing them from seeking care for their child. But now we have a very sad update to this. We've had the parents, as reported this morning by AP, the parents of critically ill baby Charlie Gard dropped their legal bid Monday to send him to the United States for an experimental treatment after new medical tests showed that the window of opportunity to help him had closed. Their lawyer said it's too late for Charlie. The damage has been done. This is a procrastination. This is the rationing of health care that comes from government complete control of the health system, as we see in the UK. How many times have we seen stories of people who had their health care delayed because they had cancer or something because of the national health care system? Look, rationing is something that you're going to have in the real world. The question is, how are you going to ration it? Are you going to ration it in a way that the courts are going to prevent you from seeking care when you have the ability to get that care, as we saw with Charlie Gard? We have rationing that happens in the United States because of money, but we also have charitable hospitals. We have other ways around this. We have GoFundMe campaigns.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have a lot of doctors, a lot of hospitals who donate their care. But what we're seeing here in the UK, what we're going to see in America, of course, are the death panels that are going to decide at what level people are going to get health care, and they don't really care about your individual cases. And what is really at the bottom of this, and we talked about this many times as we've covered Charlie Gard's case, is a hospital that came out and said, we're not going to have a world in which the parents make the sole decision about their children. They said, that's not the world in which this hospital operates. They looked at that, and that was an amazing statement for them to make. Clearly, they are a very well-respected pediatric hospital, and there's a desire on their part, I'm sure, that somebody else would not be able to succeed where they succeed. Now, that's being cynical, but that's the real world, folks. That's the way people think, especially if they're proud of their reputation. But it went beyond that. It went to the statement and that what they were doing when they said that. They were appealing to the judge about the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And in that, it's the same, it's the embodiment that we see when we have these people pushing transgender issues for children in kindergarten. They're trying to do an end around the parents. They want to remove the parents out of the equation. That's something that people who have controlled government have wanted to do since Plato's Republic. Plato wanted to make sure that there was this, nobody even knew who their parents were. We see this again in Brave New World. They want to create this highly sexualized world in which there is no family and break down the barriers of this. And when we were in Washington, Owen, what they're showing right here is some B-roll that I took. Remember we had that rally in front?
Oh, I remember that group. Yeah. I remember them.
We had that rally in front of the White House. And people were supporting Trump in front of the White House. That's what we were there to cover when we were there as part of the Bilderberg coverage. And you were saying, what is it that they're talking about? And this is a story that I had covered 8 years ago. There is a UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that says parents have a right to be heard. Their opinion has a right to be heard. But it is the court and the government that will make the final decision. And that's what we see in the case of Charlie Gard. We had the government coming in back on June 30th before Donald Trump got involved, and they were going to kill Charlie at that point in time. And they weren't even going to allow the parents to decide where he was going to be allowed to die. They were saying, he's going to die in the hospital. You're not going to be allowed to take him to even a hospice. You're certainly not going to be allowed to take him home, which is what the parents wanted to do. And the parents said, we'll even pay for the transportation to take him there. They said, that's not an option. You're not going to go out of our system. We are in control here. And that's the key issue that you need to understand. The only country that hasn't become part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is the United States. And that's what those people were out there. There was a bunch of middle school girls who were there with one or two teachers, and they were yelling and screaming that they should be able to make their own decisions about their life. And let's play the commercial that I did 8 years ago. The resistance for this has come from the homeschooling community, from the libertarian, conservative community that doesn't want the government to say, your children don't belong to you. Remember Melissa Harris Perry, who was saying that as a public service announcement for MSNBC? Remember Hillary Clinton saying that it takes a village to raise your children? They don't want parents as part of the equation. And so one organization was pushing a constitutional amendment, but also trying to push the awareness of why we needed to oppose this UN convention that would make us accountable to yet another UN body. I did this short commercial, and I want you to listen to this because it is very important. This is what is behind the legal struggles of Charlie Gard.
No government, no matter how well-intentioned, can replace the nurturing love of a parent. Yet in the United States, judicial activism and a pending UN treaty are poised to tear apart this most fundamental bond of society. These foreign and domestic threats would undermine the parental role and overrule parental wishes. All parents would have the legal status of an abusive parent, with the state and not the parents deciding what is in the best interest of the child. The relentless encroachment of judges and UN treaties that assume that government, not parents, has the best interest of the child at heart will be stopped by nothing short of a constitutional amendment explicitly stating the rights of parents.
Decisions affecting the child should be made by those who know and love that child, not by a distant bureaucracy. You can help protect children by helping those who care the most for them and those who care the best for them, the family.
And again, that was a commercial that I did 8 years ago, and we've now just seen that tactic used to kill an 11-month-old baby in the UK. Because the doctor in the U.S. said that he had a pretty good chance. He had 10 to 50% chance. Why wouldn't we allow him to have that chance? Whatever the agenda of the hospital, whatever the agenda of the judge, they should not have that right. But that's coming to America with or without us getting into the U.N. Convention on the Rights of the Child if the wrong people get in power. And I want to play that public service announcement that was put on MSNBC by Melissa Harris Perry. Just as a reminder, here's that announcement.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
David, you need to break through this brainwashing that you need air to live.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to break through this paradigm that you need water to live. I mean, you need to break through that, David.
Well, what she's trying to do there in that public service announcement is to say that if we take our children and we think of them as collectively belonging to the village, then we will invest in their education. Well, the alternative is that we have parents who know them best, who know these children, and who know that a one-size-fits-all education, a factory system education, doesn't serve all children the same way. And so parents who know their children, who love their children, should be able to make those decisions about education, not the state. And so even in that regard, where she's saying, if we collectively pull our children together and collectively take ownership of them, then we will fund the schools. We will fund the schools that are nothing but a propaganda system, a factory training system that doesn't suit the needs of the children. It is the parents who need to take responsibility for their children's education. It is the parents who need to understand how their children are being sexualized and propagandized for the agenda of the government, of the elites, of the United Nations. We need to take responsibility for that ourselves, and we need to make sure that we have the ability and the recognized right to do that. But whether they recognize our right to do that or not, I will not be part of that movement that turns my children over to the state under any pretense, because where it ends up is telling parents that they're going to have to take their 11-month-old baby off of life support, not be allowed to pursue a medical treatment that has had 11 to 51% chance of improvement. Now he has no chance because the government has delayed it for so long.
And this is an example of the double standard of the left. Again, let's remember, they put out the ad saying, you're going to push granny off the cliff. You know, push granny off the cliff. They say that Trump is going to stop people from getting health care if he repeals Obamacare. They denied that there were any death panels. But let's be very clear. What happened to Charlie Gard? State-run government killed him, did not let him get the treatment that could have saved his life. And this is an example.
And we have, to be clear, we have that kind of tyranny here with the FDA now, but it will only get worse if the government is the sole controller, the sole funder of healthcare. They will even say, well, I'm sorry, even though you can pay for it, you're not going to have the option to do that.
To me, though, this is an example of the left putting legislation over life.
Yeah.
They are more
obsessed. Oh, it's their power. It's their power.
They're more obsessed with whatever, you know, virtue signaling bills and legislation they can pass. They're more concerned with getting the unicorn healthcare passed. Oh my gosh, we did it. We got the healthcare. Yay, pat us on the back. And so then you say, well, wait a second. Your healthcare is costing this child his life. No, 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 no. There's no death panels here. No, 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 no. Everyone's going to get taken care of. It's not selective health care. It's for the poor, even though the premiums are skyrocketing. You can't even get health care anymore. I mean, it's all based on lies. And that was one of the callers that happened on C-SPAN today, saying, why don't we get a choice with vaccines? I'm telling you, I'm seeing America awake right now. That's you. That's David Knight. This is Owen Schroyer on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, folks, we try to bring you the best products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're constantly expanding our store, and we've got another brand new expansion to our store now with what is a household item for a lot of people out there, especially if you are involved with weightlifting or fitness or exercise, and that is the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. We are launching this with a 25% off discount, True Whey Protein. Vanilla flavored. I got to tell you, it's tough to find a whey protein that's all natural, grass-fed, and tastes good. We have all of those three things checked off with the True Whey Protein. And again, launching it with a 25% off discount. But that's not all. We also have a new flavor of Caveman. So we've launched the brand new True Whey Protein, all natural, grass-fed, 25% off. But also launch the new Strawberry Caveman, and you can actually try both new products with the Protein Power Pack Special. So you get a container of the new True Whey Protein. You get a container of the Caveman. You can get chocolate or strawberry if you want to try the new one or go with the old one. And it's 25% off that. So the brand new Caveman Strawberry, the brand new True Whey Protein, 25% off the ultimate protein pack at InfoWarsStore.com. You add that onto the free shipping that is store-wide, you are saving a good amount, a good chunk of change right there. So check out the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the specials. This is the last week, one of the biggest sales we have ever done store-wide, 46% off Myco ZX, 50% off Knockout, 25% off Alexa Pure Breeze, store-wide free shipping. Last week of July specials are running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. David Knight's about to take over the fourth hour. One thing I wanted to cover here before I got out of the studio. You've heard about in the old days, Alex reported on the cable boxes with listening devices on you. You've heard about the Samsung TVs watching you, the new Xboxes with the infrared cameras that can see through walls being in your house. Of course, we've all got the Imperial Probe Droid. You sign your rights away whenever you download an app. This thing can track you, trace you, record you, watch you at all times. So this has been out, but now they're going more public with it. They're facially scanning you when you walk into a ball game. Now, Walmart is going to be facially scanning your face to determine your happiness level when you go into Walmart. So that's coming. And then Disney's next movie could be watching you too. And how about this? There's this term in the processed food industry when something is quantifiably at its most delicious, but also critically still unsatisfying enough that you always crave more. It's called the bliss point. So yeah, that's actually food companies putting in things that are literally addictive into the food that makes you crave it. That's actually an old tactic of fast food. But now Disney research has developed a neural network that seems to be chasing a similar idea, but for the world of movies. And of course, the truth of this, David, is this is what they're saying. Disney's researchers tested the system across 150 showings of Disney films like The Jungle Book and Star Wars. Studios like Disney are using the reactions to test audiences to gauge early cuts of films. And they say they've been doing this for decades. So you know they've been doing this for decades. Now they're coming out. They're telling you, we're scanning your faces in real time. We know your emotions in real time. If you have the popular Snapchat, the new app Snapchat, you sign your rights away. That can scan your face all day. Whenever you do those little filters, that's scanning your face. So now they have your retina on record. They have your face scan on record. And now they're just doing this in the public life.
You know, and it reminds me of what Nishi said. He said, when you stare into the abyss, be careful that it doesn't start staring into you. That's what's happening with your phone, with the movies, with Disney. That is what is really creepy about this. And we're going to talk when we come back. I'll tell you what John McAfee said about Google. I'm going to tell you, give you an update on his situation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. And as we were going to break, Owen, you were talking about Walmart and Disney watching our every reaction. And of course, they're doing that in a number of ways. And they don't have to necessarily get right at your face. One of the key methods of intelligence is geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence community since 2000. And of course, the person who has addressed the geospatial intelligence conferences for the government year after year has been president of the organization was none other than James Clapper. Why is that so important? Because they can look at your metadata. Remember when they kept saying, well, we're not interested in your actual phone conversations. We're not interested in curating your texts. No, we are just collecting metadata. Well, why would they do that? Well, we know why they would do that. If you look at the report that's out today, we've got a report about China talking about how they're going to use AI to do pre-crime prediction, the minority report type of thing. And this is something that actually the military and the intelligence communities have been using for some time. They've been doing pre-crime reports here in America. This is nothing new. They're just coming out with it more frequently. They're showing you that it's happening in other countries, but we've had reports that it's happening here as well. We've talked about that multiple times. Yes, folks, it's already here, and it's going to get far worse, just as we're talking about single payer being more oppressive than the FDA prohibiting you being able to take a particular drug if they don't approve it, even if you're a terminally ill patient. All that type of thing is already in place. It's just continuing to get worse until the day that we wake up and say, you're not going to do this to us anymore. What they do with geospatial intelligence is that they take a look at your activity, activity-based intelligence, and they can put this together just watching where you are with your phone, watching the types of things that you look at. They can piece together, using your metadata, everything that they need to know about you in far more detail than they could if they were to intercept and store your communications, your verbal communications, your text communications. They can get more from you. So when we have these people coming back and saying, don't worry, it's just your metadata, that's the most powerful information that they could get from you. Now, where is this going, Owen? They're going to be putting in mandating boxes for our cars under Department of Transportation rules. They're going to be mandating that it's something else to add to the cost of your car. It's not going to make you safer. It's going to make you part of the collectivized hive in terms of transportation. This is all out warfare on us. You have to understand that. And one of the things that you do if you're going to war against a country, you're going to try to control their movement, their transportation. If you're at war with somebody, you're going to take out their airfields. You're going to take out their highways. You're going to take out their railroads. Well, they're going to do that, and they're going to offer it to you as a service. But of course, it's a service that you're going to have to buy. That is the real insidious part of this. And of course, Owen, they're not going to get the Congress to vote on this mandate. It is something, as we pointed out before, they've created the Department of Transportation. All these departments can then create rules. They put them out for a period of time to see if people are going to comment on them. But regardless of whether you comment on it, it becomes law. And then they mandate these things. This is the way this is gradually rolling out. And we're going to talk about John McAfee when we come back at the top of the hour and have radio stations joining us. We're going to talk about how he has pointed out what Google is really doing with this. But this is something that is very important. And Eric Peters has talked about the fact that when they talk about autonomous cars, no, they're not autonomous. They're automated. And I have something now that is an autonomous car. It's called an automobile. I drive it myself. You know, they talk about self-driving cars. That's what I have now. I want to keep that. I like my steering wheel. I want to keep my steering wheel. I want to keep my brakes and my gas pedal.
They want an automated planet, David. They want a totally automated planet. But here's what they're going to do. They're going to have the self-driving cars. They're going to have all the autonomous cars on the road. And then you're going to drive up in your 69 Chevy cruising, and everyone who's on the automated car is going, oh my God, he's driving his own car. He's a madman. Get him off the road.
Well, they're going to mandate. They're going to mandate that you can't be there because you're going to be the fly in the ointment. Their automated hive system is not going to work if we got humans in the middle of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to keep the humanity, folks. Stay with us.
Duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, what you will be. They are your rallying points. To build courage when courage seems to fail. To regain faith when there seems to be little cause for faith. To create hope when hope becomes forlorn. Unhappily, I possess neither that eloquence of dictation, that poetry of imagination, nor that brilliance of metaphor to tell you all that they mean. The unbelievers will say they are but words. words, but a slogan, but a flamboyant phrase. Every demagogue, every cynic, every hypocrite, every troublemaker, and I am sorry to say some others of an entirely different character will try to downgrade them even to the extent of mockery and ridicule. But these are some of the things they do. They build your basic character. They mold you for the future roles as the custodians of the nation's defense. This was said on May 12, 1962 by General Douglas MacArthur. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Rediscover your fire with the EcoZoom Coal Rocket Camping Stove. It's easy to light, and you can cook with wood, charcoal, or any biomass fuel in a rugged and durable design. And that means big power in a portable package. The Versa cooks fast. It produces less smoke, and it's fuel efficient. No wonder the Versa is the most popular model in America. It's the ultimate stove for camping, outdoor cooking, or emergency preparedness. All it takes is a handful of sticks or charcoal, you got yourself an entire meal. Now that looks good. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for more details and see how you can become the master outdoor chef and enjoy cooking freedom with the EcoZoom Versa Outdoor Stove. Available right now at, you guessed it, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
All right, I'm David Knight, and you just heard a clip of a lot of different media figures who are saying the same thing that we are. We see what they're doing. We understand that this is an engineered coup
by the establishment, the political establishment, the media establishment to subvert this election. We understand what's going on. You better not try it. And I want to talk a little bit here about John McAfee because he was going to be our guest tomorrow. I wanted to have him on because he's been very vocal. About a week ago, he was saying that he planned to destroy Google. Interesting. He said he's got a box called Sentinel to do it. But I want you to hear what he said about Google because you need to start to understand what this is all really about. Just as I was talking in the last segment about the fact that it's the metadata that they want more than anything. They can piece this together to give them a picture of who you are and what you're doing. And of course, if they don't get it right, that could be a life-destroying designation. We see what's happening with the police, trigger-happy, trained in a shoot-first curriculum. What if they come out and they are told that you are a wanted suspect because the AI failed? That's something that you should really be concerned about. But also, let's understand where this is coming from. As John McAfee said last week, he said, if you believe that Google is not harmful, then you must believe that the total loss of our privacy and our human dignity is not harmful. What's under his skin is the reduction of humanity to Google profiles. I say we're not numbers, he said. I'm not a statistic. I'm not a collection of attitudes and desires. I'm a human being with my own dreams, my own hopes, my own problems. By making me a number, you have removed my dignity. And he says Google has taken the mantle of corporate conscience and they've sacrificed it on the altar of mammon for money. He said this company that is famous for its motto, don't be evil, said corruption and power does not come in a flash. It comes slowly. It creeps. And as it creeps, the better instincts of the human animal are moved away from power itself by money and by influence. And so that was what he was saying a week ago. And then we also had him talking about Bitcoin. He believes that Bitcoin is going to go through the roof. He said, no matter how much government and regulators may scream and complain, he said, there'll be a world standard alternative currency. He said, Bitcoin appears to be the one. It cannot possibly be a bubble. He had tweeted out that he thought that Bitcoin was going to reach a minimum of $500,000 within 3 years. And he said the reason for this, he said, I have a doctorate in point set topology. It predicts Bitcoin at over $2.5 million in 3 years. Other math systems predict it between 1.9 and 26, 2.6 million dollars. And so he came with a conservative estimate of $500,000. So he's been making some statements I think are very interesting about the freedom of our currency, but also about our privacy and what I was just talking about with cars, with the collectivization of cars and the control that comes with it. You have to understand that if they are able to take the human driver out of the car, they're able to reduce you to a controllable number. They can control your very movement. That is a very dangerous thing. And we all need to be aware of what is happening with this as they mandate these vehicle-to-vehicle boxes that are going to be talking between different cars so they can platoon, so they can drive very rapidly, very close to each other. The car in front is passing information to all the other cars, and they react instantly to that. Well, fine, except that they can't do that with humans on the highway. It is going to be their way or no highway for you. So that's what's going to happen with this. And that's going to give them complete control over our transportation. And if you think that's a good thing, just look at what's going on in the places where transportation is completely controlled by the government. New York City, for example. This last weekend, we had de Blasio, and he's ordering the police to clear the homeless out of the subways because the subways are a mess in New York. And so we've got the Democrat governor of New York versus the Democrat mayor of New York City, and they're at war with each other, and they're saying, well, you know, this guy's got the money and he's not using it. And so the governor and the head of the Metropolitan Transit Association were blaming the mayor of New York City, saying he's got $4 billion and he's not using it to fix the subway. Meanwhile, he says, well, the state's got $2.5 billion of our money and they're not using it to fix. None of them are doing anything about it. But they want the control. And they don't want to fix the roads because why? They don't want to enlarge the roads. They don't want cars in their cities. They don't want drivers controlling the cars. It's a question of control. Just like they want complete control over your health care. This is part of UN Agenda 21, keeping us in the city so that we don't even have the ability to drive out of the city without having to go through their transportation system. It's completely taking this over. So John McAfee is absolutely right. That's why I want to talk to him as soon as he can. But this is what happened. Just over this weekend, I tweeted out, I said, John McAfee is supposed to come on the show with me tomorrow. Just verified that he was attacked. And we saw this being put out on his Twitter account. His wife said, my husband is still breathing. And she said, McAfee remembers, tell them that winter is coming. You left the wolf alive. You sheep will never be safe. So that's kind of strange. And I remembered that a few days earlier, he had tweeted out this picture. If you guys can pull that up. It's a picture of, John McAfee and his wife. And in the background is a third individual. It's kind of staring forward, looking a little bit sinister. And he says, I need help identifying the man over my shoulder. So I contacted him and I said, are you okay to come on the show? Are you going to be able to come on? And he sent me back a cryptic message. I tweeted this out on my Twitter account, Libertarian. He said, Belize is again attempting to silence me, but I will not be silenced. So we wish the best to John McAfee. Very interesting character, but he is very outspoken and very right about privacy. And let me tell you something. The John McAfees of this world are the ones that are going to protect our freedoms, not people like Jeff Sessions. We need to stop putting our faith in the politicians who have created the system, who have allowed it to exist, who turn their eyes the other way when the Constitution is violated, who take an oath to the Constitution and then ignore it. It's going to be the people like John McAfee. It's going to be the people like Julian Assange at WikiLeaks that are going to tell us the truth, that are going to fight this. That's the thing that is really, truly important about this. Along with that line, I want to look at this article here again. We mentioned it at the beginning of the show from Zero Hedge. This is a person, Dr. Pippa Malgren. She's a U.S. policy analyst, a former member of the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's what's commonly called the Plunge Protection Team. This is the group that is there to keep the stock market from crashing. But, of course, they also pump the stock market up. And what she had to say about Bitcoin, I think, is very important. She said in terms of blockchains, and this is the title of, because you know, Zero Hedge really kind of focuses on economic issues. She has some things to say about immigration that are very interesting as well, coming from a former member of the Obama administration. But the headline of the Zero Hedge article is former Plunge Protection Team member warns that blockchain is freaking the government out. And of course, blockchain is the technical, the fundamental technical means by which Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies operate. And she said, blockchain is the new ledger. E-money is the new currency. She said, you really eliminate the black market because you can't transact anymore without it being seen. And so, for example, the European Union are talking heavily about moving to electronic money, because then all this black market activity that happens in Greece and Italy where there's no tax, we'll be able to get all the tax revenue off of that. So they understand that blockchain is the key. They have a war on cash because they don't want you to have anonymity. They have a war on you driving your car because they don't want you to have anonymity and freedom of movement. They don't want you to have any economic freedom either. And so right now they're looking at this and they're saying, well, blockchain is the wave of the future. Who is going to control it? Is it going to be controlled by private issuers of blockchain? Or will it be controlled by the government? It comes down to a matter of trust. Who do you trust more? Do you trust these private issuers of these blockchain things? Because there's a lot of them. It's not just Bitcoin. There are other ones out there. Are you going to trust the government more? So they have this, and this is the bottom line, they have this test before them, this test of their authority, and they say, they're saying, we've got to control this. This is what she's saying, somebody who's a former member of the Plunge Protection Team. She said, we've got to control this, is what they're saying, because otherwise you're going to end up with private sector currencies that possibly are trusted more than government currencies, and that will lead to transactions that are offline that government can't see. See, that's the real issue. Will we have freedom? Will we take our freedom back? And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about what some people have done in Maine in terms of their food. We're talking about the very basics of life that these people want to take our control away from. Our ability to move, our ability to transact financially, our ability to buy things like milk and eggs without their permission. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to the news because I had Zach mention something to me during the break. He said, you know, talk about the fact that we've already got banks using blockchain to do clearance, and what's going to happen when Bank of America or Wells Fargo starts to issue their own currency. We'll get back to that in just a moment. I want to remind you before we get back to the news, though, that we have the special that began with the 4th of July.
free shipping store-wide, as well as massive discounts. We're continuing that to the end of the month. And, of course, we've had to take some items off because we have to reserve sufficient quantity to be able to fill our auto ship orders. And again, if you don't know what auto ship is, that's the ability to get 10% off everything that you order. And if it's more than $50, then you get that for free shipping. You pick the product, you pick the interval at which you want to get that shipped to you, and we make sure that you're never out of stock on that. So we've had to move some of our items off, and we have put some new ones on. I want to let you know about some of the new discounts that are on there. Of course, free shipping store-wide is still in effect. We have now also put Silver Bullet on a 66% off retail, just $9.95. Very effective. And if you want to take care of your mouth, if you're concerned about gum disease, we have a package of three different items. Silver Bullet is one of them, our colloidal silver. Also, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. If you haven't tried that, folks, you're going to love this. It's got tea tree oil in it, as well as silver, which I don't think you're going to find that in any other toothpaste. It does not have fluoride, but it does have iodine. So it's very effective to fight bacteria in your mouth. So it's Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, plus this toothpaste, plus a powered toothbrush that is impregnated with silver to help fight bacteria as well. All three of those together, 50% off the regular retail price. Also, ProPure Traveler, 30% off. That's more than $55 savings off the regular price. And we're talking about gravity-fed filters. It's very important. As I pointed out last week, the new discovery in California, rural communities, over a million people find out they've got very high levels of a very strong known carcinogen in their water. 1-2-3 TCP is what they call it. And when I saw that, I looked it up to see if our filters covered it. And yes, they take out 99.4% of that, along with other things like glyphosate, a lot like lead. Don't wait to find out that you've been damaged by these chemicals. Be proactive for yourself, for your family. Filter your water. Get this stuff out. There's just so many different things, whether it's bacteria or whether it's harmful inorganic chemicals that find their way into your water. Or maybe you have a city that is paying to dump fluoride into your water, a pesticide used as a pesticide. That type of fluoride is used as a pesticide elsewhere, but they get them to pay to dump it in. And, of course, that was part of what happened in California. These companies come in, they got a toxic waste that they have to pay to get rid of, or they can deceive people and tell them, hey, you could use this as a pesticide. And now internal memos say they knew that it wasn't a pesticide all along. So take a look at the specials that we've got. Free shipping through the rest of the month of July, but, of course, we're getting pretty close to the end of July, but also up to 66% off of retail on selected products at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support. That's what funds our operation. Let's get back to the news here. And as Zach was pointing out, it's like, what happens? Maybe it's not going to be the central banks. Maybe they'll be a little bit more clever about it. Maybe because people don't trust the central banks, maybe they'll put it out there with private banks and say, yeah, buy your Bitcoin currency, a blockchain currency. That could be. You know, that goes back to the way that it used to be in the United States. It used to be that banks would issue currency. As a matter of fact, when we were in Hong Kong 10 years ago to adopt my daughter, that was what we saw there. I was just looking at the money, and it's like, well, look at this. This is different color, different size, but it's the same denomination. It says Hong Kong dollar. And it's like, what's going on with this? Radically different look to the paper money. And then I noticed it was issued by an individual bank. I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's the way it used to be in America before we had the fiat currency that we have from a central bank where it's not backed by anything. At least with the individual banks, they had to have reserves to back up that currency. But then we got into the fractional reserve banking. We got into the central banks doing this. But that is where this is going, folks. The difference is that when they come back to a Bank of America coin, a crypto, a blockchain coin, now you're not going to have any privacy. Because remember, it was fine if they had an individual bank issuing paper currency that was backed by gold or whatever. But when you go to this, now you're not going to have your privacy, because I guarantee you these banks are going to be working hand in glove with the government to make sure that you have no privacy. All that information will be there for your controllers because they own you. Stay with us when we come back. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about the other thing that was revealed by this woman, talking about the invasion that was pre-planned by the United Nations. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Constitutional Convention of 1787 was held in strict secrecy, and at the end of the proceedings, citizens gathered outside Independence Hall to learn what had been produced behind closed doors. While Benjamin Franklin was leaving the hall, a lady asked him, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" To which he responded, "A republic, if you can keep it." But today, not only have we lost a republic, but most people don't even know what a republic even is. For one thing, a republic is not a democracy. A republic operates under the rule of law, which protects individual liberties so that the majority cannot take away the rights of the minority. Under a republic, the government and its citizens all abide by the same laws, regardless of political power or lack thereof. A democracy, on the other hand, only leads to mob rule fueled by the unrestrained whims of the public. In a democracy, the individual or any groups of individuals composing the minority have no protection against the unlimited power of the majority. It is a case of majority over man. In other words, under a democracy, two wolves can vote to eat the sheep for dinner. But under a republic, the sheep's right to life is protected by the rule of law. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Early on the show, we were talking about the interview with Dr. Pippa Malgram that was transcribed on Zero Hedge. Parts of it, it was with Eric Townsend's Macro Voices podcast. It was very interesting because she talked about blockchain, whether or not it was going to be controlled privately, or whether or not the governments were going to be able to take control of the coming blockchain currency to exercise even more control over the population. Or if we go in the other way, we move towards freedom. Very interesting times, isn't it? We have freedom sitting on the edge of a knife, don't we? That is the quest that we have here. But I want to talk about the other thing that she talked about before she got to the financial aspects of this. Now, she was in the Obama administration, and so as I point out on Zero Hedge, it was very interesting that despite her liberal views regarding the free movement of people, she said she was quite worried about the crisis that we're seeing in Europe right now. She believes that it will only worsen as governments in Northern Africa become increasingly unstable, potentially leading to a financial crisis in Europe. Exactly. This is what she had to say. We're not just talking about the magnitude of refugees that we've already seen. We're talking about what's coming.
And so this is where the Italian threat is very important. And the Italian threat she's speaking of is the threat of the Italian government saying, look, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We've got this massive exodus of people coming in from northern Africa, and they're coming straight here, and you're not helping us to patrol our borders. This is a massive invasion. If people can come to your country in uncontrolled, unvetted numbers, that's nothing short of an invasion. If you have absolutely no control over your borders, you have no control over your country, over your culture, over your economy, over anything, because people are just going to come in. And this was something that was a plan. I talked about this on Friday. The UN plan was documented back in 2000, 17 years ago. They were putting it out there saying, well, because of declining birth rates and because of an aging population, we've got to bring these people in. We've got to have a replacement population. They were couching it in the terms that these people were going to come in and pay for our Social Security. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. No, what's really, that's the way that it was being sold. But what is really at the bottom of this is to bring massive numbers of people in to reduce the West to a third world controllable situation like they have been able to do in their colonization or their neo-colonization throughout the third world. And this is what she had to say. They said, basically, the Italians said, look, nobody is helping us. And we get all of them because of our geographical location. So unless you guys give us a hand here, then we're just going to issue them papers and we're going to let them loose through the rest of Europe. They can go anywhere they want in Western Europe. That is, of course, a bit scary for the rest of Western Europe, which would prefer to have the problem contained. But they're not prepared to help Italy in the containment process, just as they weren't prepared to give Greece any extra money to deal with their refugee problem, which happens for the same reasons. But this is just the beginning. And you have to understand, why is this happening? This policy, again, was sold 17 years ago, said we got to bring in people in massive numbers by the millions in order to sustain the welfare entitlement state that we have created in the West. That is not what this is about. And when you hear people talking about we got to bring them in because they've got a crisis, a refugee crisis, we've said for the longest time, they're creating these crises. This was the plan all along. The crisis in Africa is something that they created in Libya. And that's where many of these people are coming from. They created it. They created the crisis, the chaos, the regime change, the following wars that happened. And then they say, ah, now we've got refugees. We've got to bring it in. That's what they wanted to do to begin with. And you have to understand that it was a plan to start with. That's why it's so important about Building 7, for example. If we go back and we look at 9/11 and we hear Silverstein say, pull it. And we see the building collapse and we see the BBC coming on and announcing that Building 7, the third building that was never hit by a plane, that the third building had already fallen. And you can see the building over her shoulder while she's reading this, okay? That lie that they sold us to create the surveillance state. It's very important to understand that, because if you understand that they demolished Building 7, that it didn't fall down. We've never had a building that was that burned for a couple of hours, a steel skyscraper that just collapsed in its own footprint. Well, that happened three times, and only two times were the buildings even hit by a plane, if they want to try to explain it away that way. It was minor fires, minor office fires, and we just saw the catastrophe in the UK, that building that burned, I think, for 18 hours. Never did fall down, did it? It just doesn't happen, folks. That isn't the way that the buildings fall down. They don't collapse in their footprint. So if you understand that these were controlled demolitions in the case of Building 7, it's very easy to see that. With the BBC announcing that it had fallen, it hadn't fallen. With the guy being caught saying pull it, which is a term for demolition, and to see it collapse in its own footprint when it hadn't been hit by a plane. If you understand that, then you understand that it was something that they had planned for quite some time in advance. You don't just walk in and in a couple of hours set up a building for falling into its footprint. And the same thing is not happening for the collapse of the West either. This isn't something that just happened on the spur of the moment that they're reacting to. This is a long-term plan. That was their desire. So she goes on to say that what we're seeing now happening is not a temporary phenomenon. She said it's now that people in those parts of the world have begun to register, hey, I can just go to Europe because they've got telephones in their pocket. And the television is on their phone, so they're watching this happen. They're seeing the Western reports, and she said, this is the key. The realization that the movement may be worth it for these people in developing worlds. They're now saying that in parts of even sub-Saharan Africa, the greatest luxury good, the thing that a person will buy when they have any extra money, is passage to Europe. You understand that? That's what they're paying for. That's why they're coming. That is the plan. It is a planned demolition of the West to collapse it in its footprints. And of course, this is a plan that they have been working on in terms of creating the so-called emergency events that are fueling this, as well as the attitudes of people in the West propagandizing our children. I'm going to go to that in just a moment. But remember that we do have an axis of people. We have the Prime Minister in Hungary and others. Poland is resisting this. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, they understand what's going on. And they're opposing the EU. And so as we talked about earlier, and I'll recap this on Breitbart, the Bavarian president is saying, we know that the migration wave will continue. The minister president of Bavaria said he expects the migrant crisis to continue. He demanded that German Chancellor Angela Merkel do more to tackle it. He said, right now the situation is quiet, but we all know the immigration wave will continue. The cleanest way to solve it, he says, would be to help the refugees in their own home countries. How many times have I said that? Who said, if you want to stop the refugees from Syria, why don't you stop the war that you created for regime change? Why don't you stop funding ISIS? And we have had President Trump stop funding ISIS via the CIA. He issued that order last week. That's a positive move and the right step. We could stop the war. That would be a great help to these people. They really would like to stay in their own country rather than being uprooted and moved across the world. And we could do that if we stop the wars that we're fomenting in those countries. We could help them in their own countries. But no, that's not the plan from the UN. That's not the plan from the EU. It's not the plan from Merkel. Chancellor Merkel suspended the rules requiring asylum seekers to lodge a claim in the first safe European nation that they enter in 2015. And she said back then there was going to be no upper limit on the number of migrants that Germany would accept. Pushing back against that, we have Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban criticizing George Soros. He understands that George Soros is working with these people to make this happen and the European Union. He says what they're seeking is a new mixed Muslimized Europe. They want to eradicate Western civilization and culture because it makes it easier for them to dominate people, just as they have done in the colonial period and the neo-colonial period. He says the European Union, the European Commission, must regain independence from the Soros Empire before the billionaire finishes his program for the destruction of the continent. He knows exactly what this is. People in Hungary know exactly who George Soros is. They are not deceived by that man for a moment. Now, we're talking about how they prepared this in terms of education. There's an interesting article that's come out last couple of days, and Drudge has a link to one of these. And there's a California chancellor of the community college system who has said, we need to get rid of algebra. He says, getting rid of algebra is a civil rights issue. Did you realize that? They don't want you or your children or anyone to be educated. They want you to be dependent. The school system is not about educating your children. It's about propagandizing you and your children. And he said in an interview last Wednesday, he said it is a civil rights issue. He said, since the 1950s, we decided that the only measure of a student's ability to reason or to do some sort of quantitative measure is algebra. What we're saying is we want as rigorous a course as possible to determine a student's ability to succeed, but it should be relevant to their course of study. Let me say something to you. I use algebra on a daily basis. Perhaps many of you have seen the YouTube clip that's kind of funny, but incredibly sad, where one girl is videotaping her friend sitting in the front seat, and she says, if we're going 80 miles an hour, how long is it going to take us to go 80 miles? And the girl's like, what? Say that again? And they go back and forth, and she just cannot figure it out. Well, folks, that's basically algebra. Algebra is not high-level math. It's one of the lowest-level math courses you can take. I went into engineering. I took a lot of math classes that I don't use. I took calculus. I took things far past calculus that I don't use on a daily basis. I do use algebra on a daily basis, however. I used algebra on a daily basis when I had a business. It is part of being able to think critically. It's very basic math. The next thing they'll be telling you is that you shouldn't know that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Oh, I'm sorry, they already did that with Common Core, didn't they? They don't even want you to know basic arithmetic. They don't want you to be educated. The purpose of education used to be to create independent thinkers. They used to call it a liberal education because it would liberate you to follow and to have the tools of learning so that you could follow your own interests into things, so that you could pursue your own education. It is not a bucket that you fill, but it is a fire that you light, and you give people the tools to pursue that fire. That's what education is, but they don't want education. And we had Charlotte Iserby, as well as Phyllis Schlafly, tell us at the beginning of the Reagan administration, when they went to Washington to work with the Department of Education, they were hoping they could shut the thing down. That's what we had been promised by Ronald Reagan when he ran for president. He was going to shut down the Department of Education. As I said before, it was like Rosemary's Baby. It was this monster in a cradle. It was less than 4 years old. Jimmy Carter had created that thing. And Ronald Reagan said, rightfully so, the federal government has no place in setting up education. Shouldn't be involved. Should not be involved in any way, shape, or form. That doesn't belong to the federal government. I would argue it doesn't belong to government at any level. But it certainly doesn't belong to the federal government. We need to keep education as close to the parents and the individual as possible. We should have local control of that. Instead, it has been moving in the opposite direction. It went from the parents to the community, from the community to the state, from the state to the federal government. And it's going to go from there to the United Nations. That's part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. They will determine what the children need to know to be good citizens of the United Nations. That's a paraphrase, but not a rough paraphrase of their own document. They want you to be subservient members to them. It's education to them. It is about propaganda. It is about manipulating the way that you think. It is about taking away the tools of learning. And so when you look at this and they're saying, well, this is a civil rights issue, you need to take control of your own education, the education of your children. You need to say, well, what is the purpose of education? Is it to make me more intelligent? Is it to give me the tools of learning? Or is it to give me a piece of paper and credentials? Yes, those can be useful in terms of getting a job for somebody else. But if you really want to succeed in life, you really need the real thing, folks. We need to get past these boxes that they put us in. We need to think past these institutions that they offer us, these institutions like schools. You don't need a school for an education. It can be useful, but it can also be detrimental, as we're seeing right here. We got to get rid of algebra. We don't want our kids to think. And this is a civil rights issue. No, if you really cared about civil rights, you would want to challenge these kids to think critically. That's the whole purpose. Think of algebra just as a critical thinking issue, but it has real world ability. Connected to this, we see on the Daily Mail this story, a spoof from a neurology expert. He creates a scientific paper and he sprinkles it with Star Wars stuff and he sends it out to these different organizations to see if they will, these journals will publish it. Neurology expert revealed they were able to convince a trio of medical journals to publish a Star Wars-themed fake manuscript, despite it being packaged full of references to George Lucas's Star Wars series. It was titled Mitochondria, Structure, Function, and Clinical Relevance. It was poorly written. It was an absurd mess of factual errors, plagiarism. Yeah, because they were taking lines directly out of the movie. He said, I wanted to test whether predatory journals would publish an obviously absurd paper, wrote the author. He said, so I created a spoof manuscript about midichlorians, the fictional entities that live inside cells and give Jedi Knights their powers in Star Wars. He said, I filled it with other references to a galaxy far, far away. And he gave it to 9 journals. And he did it under the name of Dr. Lucas McGeorge and Dr. Anakin. They published it. And let me just read a little bit of this because it's actually kind of funny. It starts out, sounds very technical. And then it just starts quoting from Star Wars. He says, midichlorian-mediated oxidative stress causes cardiomyopathy in type 2 diabetics. As more fatty acids are delivered to the heart and into cardiomyocytes, the oxidation of fatty acids in these cells increases. Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? I thought not. It is not a story the Jedi would tell you. It was a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a dark lord of the Sith, so powerful and so wise that he could use the Force to influence the midichlorians and to create life and so on and so forth. I mean, we really need Alex Jones here doing his spot-on imitation of James Earl Jones doing Darth Vader to do relevance to this. But it just shows that when you see something in scientific journals and when they tell you that we have a consensus, you know, that we know that there's global warming going on, you need to be able to think independently. But they don't want you to think independently. That's why they don't even want you to know not even just algebra, but basic arithmetic. They don't want you to think. But they also want to control what you see. Remember we had the story earlier about the Minnesota school system adopting all kinds of transgender toolkit that will go down to kindergarten people. And they're going to sponge the language of any gender-specific stuff. Well, in the UK, we've also got an organization there that is demanding that queer theology be taught in seminaries, erasing all religious freedom. This is a stunning document. It's a story from WND. A stunning document released by Wilton Park, an agency of the Foreign Office. It recommends that the Bible be reinterpreted to make it compatible with LGBTI theology, whatever that is, okay? This is pointed out by the Barnabas Fund. This is where it goes, folks. They have absolutely no interest in free speech and people who have control of their own lives. Our educational system is about propagandizing people because it's run by the government. You want to talk about fake news and how they lie to people? They're lying to your children in school. Or if you're in school, they're lying to you. You need to be able to think for yourself. They don't want you to have those tools. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to give you some more tools to think about. We're going to talk about taking control of your food source. How about that? A novel idea from Maine. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right.
right, David Knight here. Our last segment of the hour before we get back to the news, and important news about you taking control of your freedom and how you can do it at the state level. You don't have to wait for it to be handed to you. Guess what? They're never going to hand you your freedom. You're not going to be carried to a state of liberty on a feather bed. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to demand for it. You're going to have to take control of it yourself. I'm going to tell you how people in Maine have just done a very, taken a very important step in that direction. But before we do, real quickly, this is the end of July that we're coming up to. We've had this special since the 4th of July, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on some of our most popular products. We have now taken some of them off just because it's been so popular. We're running out, but we have now put on some new items I want to tell you about real quickly. Up to 66% discount. Here's the one that's 66%. Silver Bullet, only $9.95. That's 66% off the retail price. You can find that and get free shipping right now if you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the Super Silver Oral Care Package. That's Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, and a powered toothbrush that has bristles that are impregnated with silver to keep the bad bacteria out of your mouth. That is the key thing to control bacteria in your mouth that fights gum disease, which fights heart attacks that come from that gum disease. So that is 50% off the regular price, that three-pack that's there. Also, ProPure Travelers, that's our gravity-fed filter, 30% off, that's $55 off the regular price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids, 33% off the regular price. And again, there's free shipping on top of this for every item at the InfoWars store. So I want you to take a look at that. We really do appreciate your support. That's why we offer these kinds of specials for you. The month of July is coming up on us real quickly. That's when free shipping is going to end. So take advantage of that now. Now, I want to talk about what people in Maine have done. And take a look at this article here, the picture there. I drink raw milk, arrest me. That's a protest sign somebody put there, and they've got a milk jug with handcuffs on it, because that happens and has happened throughout this country. And they have just passed a law in Maine. They've taken, this is coming from the Free Thought Project. They said, first of its kind, food sovereignty law has just legalized local food trade without government interference. Raw milk, free-range eggs, organic vegetables, no problem. Maine's food sovereignty law has just legalized buying food again. How about that? They've taken a bold step toward freedom. They've become the first state in the U.S. to enact a food sovereignty law, giving communities power to regulate their local food economy. The bill is titled An Act to Recognize Local Control Regarding Food and Water Systems. It was passed unanimously by the state Senate, and it was signed into law by the governor, Paul LePage. They say what this means is that neighbors can sell their eggs, their milk, and other wholesome foods to other neighbors without the fear of state-level interference. Understand, the federal government has been introducing itself in unwelcome ways, not just to marijuana laws, but all of you need to think about how they have used the Commerce Clause. Going back to the Depression, when they wanted to put in price supports for farmers, and they wanted to make sure that everybody was part of that program. Remember, there was a case where there was a farmer who was growing wheat or corn, and he said, I'm not selling this product across state lines, so the federal government has nothing to say here. And he was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. But the Supreme Court said, no, they can dictate to you that to you. Where did we go from there? We had the government enact the war on drugs, saying it was part of the Commerce Clause, taking over control of everything, telling people, no, you can't sell raw milk, but you can take it back because it is nothing than a bluff. They're lying to you. The letter of the law is on your side. Take it back at the state and local level, whether or not the corrupt people in Washington are going to stand with you. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.